Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday, so we had to do it on the 8th. This is the 31st October, and we about to lay it down. This is going to be one of them shows we're going to sky. I don't think we're going to have to try. We're going to just scare the living hell out of you with facts. And that's what you need to have, the living hell take it out of you. Now, let's get it on. This is one of those programs, if you ain't able to handle heavy-duty facts that are frightening to most people's psyche, this ain't the show or program for you. You better go on a lightweight show, because this ain't the one for you. Because we told you a long time ago, you in the horror show of all horror shows. That is a fact. And now it is coming to fruition. Let's talk. Now, this Halloween thing, we done did how many shows in these past few years? Oh, my goodness. Every one we did, we told you that the spells were there. What you call what it is, it ain't. What you think it is not. What could be, isn't. What could be true is not. What's facts is not the facts all the time. Ooh, that's a good one. Oh, yeah, this is the talk of Facts Matters. We have to investigate the facts. Even they have to be, I told you, vampires do exist, werewolves and everything else. And we will show you in phenomenal beyond most people's psyche. But if you're on this program today, you are meant to be. So I hope you are ready, because everybody that we talk today on this program that you will hear from on these clips are from the dead. Because this is the day of the dead. Because we all are going there eventually. According to all factuality that I've read, we are going down. One day, it's all about the countdown. I hope y'all ready. We about to put it on your heart. That's Michael Jackson, who has already seen Tales from the Crypt. That's why he did the Thriller. He knew. He was transforming right before your very eyes, till you don't even know where he is. So you'll see him soon in a holographic visitations at the behest of real money. So I'm going to get all y'all in here. I ain't going to take long, but I got to get myself ready for the Halloween show. Now, let me let y'all know, all that you're seeing in the real world is Halloween. Everything is based off Halloween. You're going to say, oh, no. Yeah, it is. All the ancient witches, even the Bible story. And then we're going to start right at the Bible, because they're going to get ready to seduce your mind with the Bible story. Just like a sci-fi movie where it's all been laid out before you. It has to be laid out. That's why you are now in the Twilight Zone. You are basically going into the Third World War millennium that was prophesied by Albert Pike. Now, we untold this years ago, before it was even YouTube, all this. So all this, you know, now all people we call the ketchup gang. Thank you for the ketchup. We love ketchup. Please, love ketchup. You know what ketchup was used for in Halloween days? To take the taste away from rotten meat. Go look it up. Meat was so rotten, people were still eating it. And they came up with ketchup, my man, the Heinz and all them. John Kerry's wife is from the ketchup family. The Skull and Bones people. And ketchup was used to make bad meat tastes good. Ain't that amazing? Well, you know they like to eat a lot of human meat. You thought that was a joke too. Now we find out they got chop houses all over America. Chopping up body parts right in neighborhoods. Calling themselves crematoriums. Making a killing. And y'all talking about the good old days. It's happening right now. Maybe y'all was always showing them pictures back in the day. I'm talking to you. Oh, I'm going to get you today, black folks. This is your Black Sunday. Get ready. Remember, oh, they cut our penises off. They found hundreds of penises in Arizona chopped up, being ready to be sold. So I guess they stopped doing that one. Oh, we're going to have a good time today. Well, let's start where it needs to be. See, this is such a script. It's in the Bible. Now, it could be with a J, but we know it ain't no J, because that's how you know they don't think you're thinking. Because this coming out their own script, and yet they tell you that they changed everything. Listen to this. Jarhobim, which is Yahubim, or Yerubim, then established a counterfeit feast, because, you know, this come out your Bible, everybody. A counterfeit feast. I said a counterfeit feast. What kind of, who would want to do that? Well, these people did. Now, they split the kingdom that you were seeing on TV today in half. You forgot about that? The lower southern kingdom was Judah, or Judah, or Yehudah. In the northern kingdom, individual I just said. And they got into a big fight over what our brother, because he was on this program. He ain't been on lately since the set up counter. He should be really rich, because it's another validation for all y'all who've been on these programs and doing your thing. It says that, then establish the counterfeit feast exactly 1 month after the Sukkot. That's S-U-K-K-O-T. Look it up. Which is the feast, the three festivals of tabernacles. Then it goes on to say, the feast therefore relates to the end of October, early November on the Gregorian calendar. See how they changed it? That's why October is number 8. The rejuvenation, eat your tail type of symbol. Well, a lot of other stuff behind it, but we ain't going to go there, but maybe we will. It is the 8th hour on the hourglass. Now, in this time that y'all heard from back when we had shows talking about this on heavy duty, we said these people looked at black. That was the big debate. No one wanted to go in on it. Oh, yeah. See, because y'all so brainwashed when we get to the movie. Every movie we're going to talk about is in your face all day long. Every horror movie. Now, the Gregorian calendar change. Here's how it gets crazy. This is the Hebrew now. Exactly the same time frame of the original Celtic, the Shahim, before he could eventually fix on the Roman calendar to the evening of October 31st. Furthermore, the Israelites likewise calculated their days and festivals from sunset to sunset, Leviticus 23:32. I said, now this is where it gets deep. Because of them fighting, which they're doing now, we'll get to what it means, both the Shahim and Jahabun, the feast had magic and witchcraft as the central to their religions. From this point forward, the religions and the customs of the northern kingdoms of Israel became known as the sins of Yahabim, featuring witches and wizards using divination and enchantments. 2 Kings 17, 16, 17. Now, I'm going to get deep for you today because it's Halloween. We about to go into the ghosting hour, y'all. It's about to get on. I love this one. Oh, my goodness. So, right then and there should be a wake-up call. Right? The kingdom up. Right there. We created this Halloween scenario based on the fact that they brought in divination. Then it goes into telling the truth. I said, wait a minute, hold on. Well, who they saying? Get down. Once you go further into their own books, I told you last week when I read those, this, it was called the Demonic Bible. Ain't nothing demonic about it. Just telling you, they said that the witches, which is the number one costume in America today, the witches in your Bibles it says witches are given place of honor in many homes during Halloween, but yet the Bible says thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Exodus 22:18. And Halloween is the most pagan festival. So I said, oh, you know, that's the key word for y'all in church. Those of you who are having Halloween trick-or-treat in church, the pagan symbol is right there above your church. The phallic symbol. In the phallic symbol for the church to have to have a woman to impregnate to be a church. So the witches, who was called in those days, now this is where it gets even more crazy. I want y'all to, we're going to shine y'all in on the witches. Said the witches eventually, they fixed onto the Roman calendar. That's verses 22-23. And both of them, the feasts had magic. We said that already. Now, from this point forward, the religions and all that went to that section of Israel that they call today, Palestine. We're going to get into that because that's a Halloween show. Oh, yeah. I know y'all think, it said they did pagan worship. Did all kind of shit. And then they said the witch, the pagan goddess, who was known as the Crone, that's C-R-O-N-E, they said that they demonized her and made who she originally is, Mother Earth, and usually called the Old One. In all these Marvel magazine movies, the Old One. And from there, it was the importance of the harvesting season. Now, what they're doing now, after they did this, but as time went on, these ancient goddesses were merged into pre-Christian. Now, see, pre-Christian ideas of witches and bloodthirsty. And so from that point on, they killed the Crone, which is wisdom, inner knowledge, and intuition. That's what it means. They killed the witches. And it says in your Bibles that your hair would attract the spirits. So they knew that the women were what? The original gods on this planet, but not in the same form that you are in now. Because now the Halloween show will start. See, you did not know you was the first vampires. Didn't know it. You still are the vampires. That's why the best vampire movie was Blackula. He told you everything. Said the Moors went over to Transylvania. He went up there, Jakku Bey, who was made it into Count Dracula and Count Chocula. They good at this. They the best that ever did it. Like my brother be saying, this is the best. Woo-wee. I mean, what an enhancement of witchcraft. Unbelievable. For us. Now, the Silk Road is now where they all going now. Back. They going back to the east. Even though the sun shines in the west, they got to go back to the east. And they're going to bring the new east to the west with magic from what is called make-believe. Are y'all ready for the Helios? Oh, we about to get deep in here. Let's just go with the vampire story first. We told you vampires are real. Many of you are vampires probably on this line. Don't even know it. That's scary. Draining people of all energies. Not knowing that you are draining people of all energies. Ain't that amazing? That's pretty good. I think that is pretty good. Matter of fact, that's unbelievable. But guess what? Vampires are real.
Hi, so in our series about African spirituality today, I want to talk about vampire and vampires and give you an African perspective of how we perceive them and what we, how we deal with them or how we explain or express them. So I've always been very intrigued by the Western version of the vampire, which is typically the person with the big teeth and, you know, the cape and, you know, the stereotypical, you know, really pale person that cannot go under the sun and is always waiting for nighttime to go and feed on other people and physically feed, meaning that he has to bite your neck, you know, put these two holes. And, you know, this relationship between the vampires and bats, which I find really fascinating and interesting. In Africa, however, we perceive vampires to be really a form of energetical perception, meaning that we don't, they are seen to be people that look like you and me. That means that you won't be able to tell whether, you know, they will have no more teeth or as anybody else. They won't have anything defining that will stand out physically for you to notice them. However, there are two main elements where we talk about vampirism. The first one is the ability of somebody to be able to feed on your life force, your life energy. The main two ways is basically when you are asleep and this person is basically coming into your dreams. And if you are sensitive, or most people, you will have some type of nightmare or somebody chasing you or somebody wanting to harm you or somebody harming you in your dream. And the same way as it is going on in the metaphysical world, it's actually going on for real with a vampire, because that person is actually really sucking that energy from you, really taking that energy away from you. And then it can also happen when you're wide awake, simply like somebody who, for example, could be just by the way of staring at you, could be pulling that life force energy from you. So in African spirituality, vampires are well known. We do understand that some people are born with this ability, and this ability is also transferred from a mother to her child, to her children. Women are well known in that area to have the ability to be born with this ability already activated. And this is why sometimes it's really hard for a man whose wife and daughters are vampires if he's not himself from that particular, born with that particular abilities, because they may start feeding on him if they're not able to get enough energy around them. And there's two ways. There are some of them who are actually initiated by their parents in terms of how to use this power for good or for bad. I won't get into that. But some of them are actually initiated to be able to turn it off or to turn it on. And then there are a group of people who don't know, who basically have this power to feed on the energy of others without being conscious.
Now, I'm going to give everything 3 minutes. Now, y'all heard that. Now, just because you heard, it's over in the East, it's in the West too. We'll do that Sunday on what the same stories over there is over here in this continent. Same thing. Same story. So somebody lying about that. We won't get into that today because it's Halloween and we want the dead to make you wake up today. Now, they just said, y'all been watching Westernized television, of course. So everything is based off biting the neck. It's energy. Blood is energy. That's why they use that on Hollywood. So they don't even have to, but some people drink blood in real life, which is what these Bible stories are doing. Sacrificing. How many of y'all will do this, even though you go to listen to these death stories? Now, you just heard her say vampires, and men and women. That's why that movie, that's why they use the attributes of him able to stare at you, or she able to stare at you, put you in a trance, usually a sexual trance, and suck your energy, and you will be what they call a devotee, which is a trick or a treat. Oh, y'all about to get it today on the Helios. We're about to get busy. We got some more for you before we unleash the dry bones, part of the Halloween too. Notice it's a skeleton that manifests itself back from the dead in the book of Ezekiel. O ye dry bones. Oh, are we? Can you live? That is Frankenstein all the way. And we're going to go sci-fi on you tonight. Oh, of course, this is the biggest sci-fi experience. I just want y'all to know something. Since I really ain't that bright, we go look up, you know, data from different, but why go look, the people tell you themselves. So sci-fi is real. Get ready for this one, y'all. This is out the CDC. Go look it up. It says all causes of mortality data shows that every year, every vaccinated person becomes more likely to die at a rate of 7% per jab per year. Go look it up. We got the data, baby, because you were the sci-fi show for real. I told you going to be the Twilight Zone, but tie this program over. You're going to know what horror really is. Ain't that in your Bible? Fear of Lord God is the beginning of knowledge. We about to get busy. Are y'all ready for this? Let me just give y'all some more. Y'all heard the vampire story. Now let's hear the real one. This is outrageous. Outrageous. Sometimes you got to ask yourself some questions. How does this stuff happen? Truly, how does this happen? You know, y'all don't believe in aliens. Many of y'all ain't. Oh, fuck aliens. But yet, Something is eating human beings at a rate that's unbelievable. You ain't eating them, are you? I'm not sure yet. Or are we? So you always say, are we eating? Because, we don't know today what is real. We just know everybody is fixating on putting you on Israel. Ain't that backwards? Now, here's where it gets crazy. Television. I didn't make this up. They got the reports. It told me that television controlled primarily by Jewish or Zionist Ashkenazi. So if these Zionist Ashkenazis control television and they control, then they got to control the narrative. So that's like, damn, that ain't never crossed our minds. That's why you are in Get Out, the movie Get Out. That's what you know. When somebody got to say, we got the statistics. They gave them to me. I mean, unless they're lying. I don't know. You got to ask yourself that question. If they gave you statistics saying we control all these entities of television, and yet, you believe every narrative for the same people that's giving you the story, you're going to want to say, we got to get out. ASAP. And I'll be out of the country, out of this foolishness of thinking. Immediately. How can somebody believe this? Now, you know that there's a devil. There's a Lucifer. See, that's the first one. The Exorcist. The Exorcist movie is on, y'all. The new one. Check it out. If you watch all of them, unbelievable symbolism in them Exorcist movies. Funny how the Catholic Church is like, came up with this stuff. No one thinks that's strange. Or is it the Catholic Church? It's not. It's all over the earth. There are shamans. That's why their name is called Shahim. That are women, which is the major one, that are able to cast these spirits out. Isn't that what they tell you in these movies? Or is that made up too? I don't think it's all made up. There's some facts to this. Now, there's a devil, and there is Lucy. Now, I told you women, she said, you heard what they said. They want to eat the baby, or not eat the baby. They said that the mortality rate and how, the stuff is going on with, women. She said a vampire might not want the baby, might hate the children and stuff like that. I said, oh, man, that's kind of strange. Don't y'all find that strange? I mean, if a woman can eat her own child within her own body, what would that be, y'all? That would be what? That would be alien. They would come out and she could just do anything to the baby and all that. I mean, it's just amazing. There's stories behind this. And so I'm about to bring y'all in. Let me just play this last clip for y'all because I got so many good things today for Hollywood and for all you listening. Because like I say, Lilith, the story, I played it last week. They said they want to eat babies. Y'all know they are taking the embryos. And yet, there is no real outcry. Because we told you. You've been lied to. There's no way that story makes sense to anybody. Of my bone. Maha bone. Maha bone. From my mother's bone. But you say, he was created. Bone marrow is one of the components, and the DNA is another component. If your body is able, and men ain't able to do this, it said that she was able to, feed off the children and the bed body, and she didn't get enough energy. I wonder where that came from.
We all have heard of Adam and Eve, who according to the Bible were the first couple of human beings created by God. But an ancient Jewish myth contests that Eve was the first woman. This myth states that before Eve, there was another woman, Lilith. Unlike Eve, who came from Adam's rib, Lilith emerged from clay along with Adam. Since she was created by God in the same way as Adam, Lilith did not submit to her husband's commands because she thought she was equal to him and did not accept Adam's domination. Lilith and Adam inhabited the Garden of Eden, but Lilith's rebellion put her in a situation where she was forced to choose between submitting to her husband or leaving the Garden of Eden. Lilith was not willing to give up her independence, therefore she opted to leave Adam and the Garden of Eden behind. The first woman ever created went into exile and settled herself near the Red Sea. God sent angels in an attempt to convince Lilith to return to the Garden of Eden, but she turned her back on God. Without his wife, Adam started to feel lonely. God, seeing that he was struggling with loneliness, decided to create a new woman for him, Eve. Due to her decision to reject the Creator, Lilith was demonized. She was now considered a woman-shaped demon. In her demonic shape, she would have the power to instigate disease in newborn children, and, to protect children from evil, the babies were given amulets with the names of the angels who tried to take Lilith back to Eden. These stories affirm that Lilith was jealous of the happy life Adam and Eve led in paradise, and, as an act of revenge, she assumed the shape of a serpent and tricked Eve, forcing her and Adam to taste the forbidden fruit, which caused the couple to be expelled from the paradise. Lilith's story is quite well known, yet this version is not present in the Christian Bible, and it is rejected by both Catholics and Protestants. The version in which she would have been Adam's first wife is found in the Sirach alphabet text. The date of the writings is unknown, but it is believed that they were created already in the medieval era. The myth of Lilith is found in Hebrew, Babylonian, Sumerian, and Assyrian mythology. The figure of Lilith in Mesopotamia was seen as an evil deity, or, when associated with the moon, she was regarded as a goddess with different phases and therefore different moods. That way, she could be seen as a fertility goddess, but also as a devilish figure. There are theories that state that Lilith's absence from the Bible was created during the councils that defined the canonical books that would constitute the Bible as we know it today. The figure of Lilith as an independent and strong woman would go against the patriarchal structure, one of the cornerstones of the Judeo-Christian culture. For this reason, Lilith was embraced by the feminist movement. She is often regarded as the first feminist. The movement claims that Lilith was unfairly demonized, like most women in our history who have attempted to defy the patriarchy. Whether as a demonic figure or as a symbol of woman's struggle, Lilith's story is still the subject of much interest.
Now, that is a story that the biggest Halloween of all, because guess what? I just read to you that the CDC, and what did it say? She come back as a snake, right? Ain't that on all the symbols of medicine? A snake. Vax. Sin of a nation is the Halloween story. Y'all ready? I got it ready for you. Let's get ready. We got to get y'all ready for this. I'm taking all calls right after this, because I'm telling you, we about to take you out. It's Halloween, and we is having a good time tonight. This is what they call the dead shall rise. Are y'all ready for this? I hope so, because if we come back, some of us, I got so many clips. I said, man, I got so much. I got to, and then we got to take some of this stuff. Oh, we got like so much information. It's frightening. It really is. I can't believe I got all this on here. It's just too much. But yeah, let me go a little further down. I'm not gonna do this till we come back. I gotta play this before we come back. Get y'all in the mood, because it's about to take place. If there ever was a Twilight Zone, it surely is gonna be one real soon. Anytime y'all can watch, in which I've seen y'all watch it, people tell y'all they gonna eat babies, y'all had no problem with it. Now they got over the border, y'all. Yeah, I'm about to get you ready. Over the border. They said they only let over six. Ain't that that number six? 6 million people killed here, there. 6 million came into the country. Now they showing them all these black men coming in now. I know it's over. Before it was looking like they were the Iranians and Cubans and, you know, so other people. Yeah. I said, damn, we got, these ain't even Haitians. The Jamaicans, they don't know. I'm going to tell you about immigration now. It's a trick. And next Sunday, this is going to be the biggest Halloween. Y'all going to be nervous on this one as well. See, I just want y'all to know, here's a big Halloween hoax. Haven't y'all ever wondered that y'all from the islands have told me that there was native people there, Kalu, all these names, I mean, it's all over. I mean, the Trinidadians and all the Trinidadians, all these island people there. They got pictures of their museum, dark brown, everything. And then to be able to believe you came from Africa. And I'm going to tell you, I looked this up. I've been perplexed by this. I said, man, I'll go look it up because the brothers from Fort Lauderdale, y'all know we used to go have some deep get-ins. And we end up looking up some stuff that most people wouldn't look up. And found out that, you know, basically, it'd be financial suicide to try to bring everybody from another place. So the best financial would be, how can we get these people to go along with the game and smooth it out where over time we can, you know, work it on out. And that's what we're going to get onto on Sunday. But right now we're on Halloween. Because, see, I want y'all to think a little bit on, you know, how could people who showed me pictures of people from the islands, brown, copper, dark brown, and then believe that they had some ships that would be able to, because I want y'all to know, in the Virginia, I got the records, y'all. I got the records. It's called the Virginia Book of Law. I like to give shout-outs to everybody who do. See, when people do the catch-up game, even though I see it on YouTube and stuff, it clicked to me because, oh, man, his brother hit it on. But they put the video to it that I had you go to presentations for back in the days. Y'all go to, we had to go get down. We got videos. We can go right on these channels and find them ourselves. So that's a beautiful thing. It does cut out the people who did a lot of the teaching. But nonetheless, it does help facilitate fast thinking from those who can think fast, because you're going into the zombie state. Because you know why? You in a goddamn Twilight Zone. Dimension of Mind. Let's open up the mics and see who out here, who we have with us on this Halloween holy night. It's a lot. Oh, wait till y'all see who the gods are. We got the voice. Let me go to I got, let me go to 1069 and I go to 1877 and 7472. Go ahead, 1069.
What's going on, Dry Bones, and to the family out there? How y'all doing?
Oh, man. Good to have you on this one here. This going to be a Twilight Zone for real. Let's do it.
Hey, you know what's so interesting is that when we see other people suffering in countries, we've been enslaved so much that all we do is sit back and just watch it, and because we don't look to see any power to stop it.
Yeah, it's like powerless.
You know, everybody is suffering. The 6,000 years of devil rule is real, because I hear people on TikTok talking about they Americans and they got an anti-African mindset, but Africans over there suffering probably even more than they suffering over here. But we're not looking at it that this whole world is enslaved, and we ain't sitting here. We put everybody in categories, and then yet we see these people doing the evil deeds on TV. We just sit and watch like, oh, man, that's messed up.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
So.
But you know, the thing is, like you say, I mean, the people coming over here, it's almost like if I tell them how bad it is, they're telling me how great it is. We all talk to different people. A lot of people think since they're able to come here, and I think all the money they're getting – and that's almost like the Bible story, where I guess each country cannot take foreigners. That's in the Bible. And I'm like, if people really say they believe the Bible and all the stuff they're saying, that, okay, let's protect our borders. And yet, here it is, a Christian country whose border is wide open like a porn star. I mean, it's unreal. I mean, it's a horror. So does that go with the horror of Babylon, where anybody can just come in? I mean, how's that work? And because you come from both sides. You know both sides. So give us your thoughts on how that looks.
I mean, you pretty much on point with everything. So it's not it's nothing to counter what you're saying at all, because, I mean, you're telling like it is out there. And to the point we got to get to understanding is that we should be grateful that there are angels and there's a heavenly Father, because we sitting and watching these people who don't seem to belong here because they don't have no concerns about destroying the planet.
Huh.
Like they ain't
right,
from
man.
Here. It's like they just
yes.
get the meantime and got to go. And, you know, we're going to send all the money over to, you know, where our origins are. You know, I'm willing to call the History Channel and say, you know what? You study all of us for years. Let us study you in the Caucasus Mountains. Let us know about your history. Let's get down to that tactics.
They ain't going to do it. Because actually, when you think about it, and I said this, even from Ancient Aliens, there's no blacks. If you look at the structure of the TV of Ancient Aliens and of the History Channel, there's hardly any black scholars. That, I mean, me and you could go on there in a heartbeat and fill in. And really, we could. I mean, think about it. You can,
mm-hmm.
I mean, but you know, they won't do that, because then there would be questions, and they can't have questions. Yeah, go ahead. That's a good one there. Glad you brought that one up. That's powerful there, because I've been noticing that. I tell people who know me, I say, you ever notice why you can't get on them shows to be a host or come on there? They don't even interview. If you're there, black, at those conventions, they won't even interview you. If you know too much, they'll try to cut you into your question to another question. Yeah, so, yeah, and that's true. So think about that, what you just said. Don't you find that strange that they won't put us on those, or any black that of high standard that we can say, hey, he knows some knowledge. They won't put him on them shows. They won't do it.
Hey, you know, another thing that you're pointing out is like when we talk about the immigrants, it's like what they're doing is trying to bring these people with. But if I got a person that's I'm trying to bring down, and then I call you in to help bring them down.
Right.
I got to be foolish to think that you can't take me down if I got to need you to do something I can't do. So so these people bringing in these immigrants and thinking they playing a game, the game is on them.
I'm looking for that. I'm looking for that, because I'm seeing that people are waking up, and that's why I think they're trying to accelerate. Because there's a time frame of waking up, too, and that we look like there is a global in battle of these two forces. I read that story. I wanted you to comment on that because, you know, you got these lands in the Bible, Ethiopia being the primary land, very first one spoken. I'm thinking to myself, there's got to be some type of a secret trade system they got going on with you. Cause, I mean, I looked at something. When you came with your tapes over there and you showed me, Madagascar. I mean, they got stuff that look like ancient stuff that, you know, you say, wow, that's deep. Why are we seeing that type of stuff in them type of countries? I mean, lizards, all these dinosaur-looking animals. And I look at stuff over here, the same concept. You think they like, you think they're, because you talk about these heavenly angels. Are you now, can we now start to say, are these angels human or are they of another physical formality where we can't even transmit unless our frequency is right with them? Because it seems like certain people are able to see these things and some ain't. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, we was created, let us make man in our image. Those are the angels creating us, so we are in their image. So to see them is to see us, or to what we look like is what they look like, because we came
right
from them. But,
right,
you know, the only difference is that they have wings but Jesus' story was so important is because he had to be born here, because when you from an angelic nature, they always come in, but they can't stay on this planet longer than a certain period of time. That's why Gabriel come down at a certain time, Mikael come down a certain time, and then they go. But Jesus had to be born here to go through the mother to inherit everything within his atmosphere to survive and live that way.
So let's go with that premise. I'm going to bring some more. Let's go with that premise. I like that premise. He said, so basically he had to come out of the same blood or let's say biological extremities that we have to be able to take on the so-called personification of man's maybe ineptitude or sin-like nature to fight, to show another way. If that is the case, now let's go with that premise now. And are you on this line? Because that is the story that's being going to be, that is the main story for the World War III horror flick that's coming, if this is really a biblical manifestation, which I'm glad you're on here with us. Now, if there is a Messiah figure out there, now, they're going to have a military because, of course, so what you think is, I'm going to bring all y'all in now. I'm asking what you think is will protect the incoming Messiah figure if he was killed on Earth. So he can't be coming back similar to back he came on Earth, because he know these motherfuckers was trying to kill him. He said, these motherfuckers ain't shit. They try to kill me, and according to the story, they did kill me, but of course, I'm not of them really now. I'm going out. How do you think they're supposed to, what do you think will protect them? Would it be some type of alien force or human being force? Exact science, but what's your thoughts on that?
Well, the original story is that he was protected the first time because he was transfigured, and Jonas was transfigured to look like him. So,
right.
So all that really happened, but he was protected, and then somehow Judas somehow throws himself off a cliff and he commits suicide. But the next question would be, who was there writing to see him doing it?
Now you said transfiguration. That is a good word. Everybody, if y'all want to learn what he just said about what they talking about, transfiguration means you manifest into something else and to, you know, transfigure out of here, and then you can transform it. So we going there. Let me get some more because I want to get some, because it's Halloween. I want to get all the trick or treats out there. Y'all want to listen up? Stay with us. Don't go nowhere. 1-877. Jump in now. I'm gonna go down to 7472. I got 7669. I got 6661. You know you coming in. Hope I hit that number today. But go ahead.
Okay. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Go ahead.
Here to burst some bubbles. Here to burst some bubbles. Eden was not on Earth. Eden was in the heavens with the fallen angels. And actually what happened was Eden and Lilith were thrown out of Eden, which is in heaven, and came down to Earth. That was his first wife, as we said last time. And then he took Eve as his wife, the second wife. So Lilith was also the very first vampire.
Wow.
So the vampires, y'all, I'm not going to burst your bubble. They're fallen angels. When Enoch talked about them, when they started, you know, on Earth, they were demolishing everybody, and then, you know, not everybody, but they started eating people, you know, and that's when their souls were crying out to the heavens and asking.
That's out of the book of Enoch. That's out of the book of Enoch, right?
Yep.
And let's make that clear. Enoch is Ethiopian, y'all. Don't get it twisted by he's some white dude up in Europe. This is a black guy writing this book.
Exactly. So basically, that is why they're able to live so long, because they're the descendants of the fallen angels. So when, I guess,
okay,
when Halloween comes along, we're glorifying them. You know, we're, you know, when we make movies of the vampires and stuff like that, we're just keeping their memories alive.
But on the demonic side, because again, now according to some, they made her a witch, and I want y'all of you out there listening, because this, see, the witches are the number one. I just want y'all to know something, so y'all don't get this twisted, y'all. Remember we did those shows about Father's Day and Mother's Day and, you know, all this other shit. You know, these were women of the Daughters of the Confederates, Daughters of the New, the matrons were black of the Eastern Stars in their groups. I got the pictures. They were the high sages. And those of you, I put the voodoo pictures up on Facebook. Thought y'all was going to think I was going to leave that out. Voodoo, that's already over here. They didn't get that from Africa. That was already here. How would Africa know how the plant life is if they ain't got a, you know, they have to be over here. They ain't flowing over here on a regular basis, are they? And if they are, then these other stories that are Halloween, and sister, I want you to finish on this because you always, Atlanta and Atlantis. If the Atlantis story is, because that's Halloween, y'all. They make Halloween movies out that. Atlantis making a goddamn tidal wave on your ass. You'll think that's a horror film for real, real, wouldn't you? Now, if Atlantis, Atlanta and all this ley line stuff, it's got to be some validity because they got Atlanta as the number one hub of the world for flights. Number one hub in the world is Atlanta for that ley line they own. And so my question to all y'all out there listening, if there was a cataclysmic and the fallen angels were able to live in this atmosphere by mutating, they became mutants and able to live underwater. They became mutants and able to live in atmospheres like caves, because they could not make caves today without people able to take the type of oxygen necessary to live. Now, they got so greedy now they can't do it because the body has now changed. They need children who are the closest in DNA. to the gods. Go ahead. You're next. Go ahead. Finish up, sister.
Okay. I just wanted also just to finish to say that I'm not seeing this information. Eve was the human being. Eve was the beginning of the mixture of races. The fallen angel was Adam, and Eve
and
was his first human wife.
But what about Lilith? Who is Lilith at? Give me Lilith.
Lilith is a fallen angel. Lilith and Adam was married in heaven. Okay.
Okay. So
and,
they are together. They're together.
Well, when he came down to Earth, you know, he got with some humans.
Okay, now
people.
Hold on. Hold on, we're going to Halloween on you. Go ahead, finish your point, then we'll go Halloween.
Then I
want
to tell you about Atlantis real quick, too.
Go ahead.
Okay, so they say the Atlantis is their quest to prolong life. Because in Enoch, the book of Enoch, they always talk about how they were mixing different races, you know, like, or different animals, the animals with humans and humans with, they were trying to come down here on Earth so they can have their own species, their own thing, you know. So they started using the knowledge that they had obtained while they were in heaven and thought they would use it down here. That's how you have the hermaphrodites, the vampires came from the Adam and Eve.
Make it quick because you're going long.
Okay, the Atlantis theory is that they came here, and y'all know what's in Atlantis, CDC, right? They say the Atlantans, in their quest to prolong life, have conducted a biological and genetic experiment, which in result was a new human that could live for centuries but had to drink the blood of humans in order to survive. Vampires have escaped the Great Flood as Atlantans, not satisfied with the result. They have buried them in an underground crypt.
Yep. Now, hold on. Now, y'all helping me out. This is unbelievable. Now, she said the Baphomet is their symbol because they were one. Because he said they made them together.
Mm-hmm.
And so by them being made together, common sense will kick into y'all. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, that's why these symbols are I told you the ancient gods are coming back, and they ain't coming back nice. I keep telling y'all that. They are not nice. I don't know where y'all get this bullshit that these motherfuckers are nice. These motherfuckers is coming back with vengeance. Ain't that what the gods of the Bible say? I come back in vengeance.
They are. Look what's going on in our country.
Okay, all right. Hold on.
These are them. They're coming for
us. Let me get some more calls because we're going Halloween. Friday 13th is real. Let me go to 7472.
Well, good evening, Dry Bones.
Yes.
And good evening to the family. And my
sister I got George everywhere, boy.
Good evening to
you
as well.
There you go.
I'm trying to, which book are you reading? J.J. Hartock? Book of Enoch.
No, I think it was Rich or something. I don't have the book in front of me right now, but the book is it's blue and
there's
white.
There's a number of Book of Enoch, and the one that I have is J.J. Hartock and him and his wife. Does.
Okay.
But anyway, Dry Bones, good show, and this is the right time. October the 31st. You just had an Earth Day in the middle of October, wasn't that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And the day after your Earth Day was the day of the anniversary. That was the anniversary, 41st year of the anniversary of the Gregorian calendar from the Julian calendar.
Yeah.
Remember I was sharing with you before? Okay, this is the 31st. You got November the 31st, and the end of the Gregorian calendar is when? December 31st. But that's also the alignment of Sirius. Because you go outside on December 31st at midnight, you look straight up, and you'll have constellation Sirius right above you. So this is a part of the death. This is what they're talking about. The death is going to be the end of the Gregorian calendar. And the thing that we're looking at with this death of the calendar, because November the 1st is what? All Saints Day. The November the 2nd is All Death Day, all the people that weren't saints. So they put it in order. The end of the Gregorian calendar is 90 days from now. The All Saints Day is November the 1st, So they've put their ceremony in here because on the 31st is when the alignment of the that is the solar alignment of Isis or the star Sirius. And so this is how they've been able to map this. Atlanta is on, I was born in Mississippi on 33 degrees latitude, 88 degrees longitude. I sit here in Eatonton, Georgia at 33 degrees latitude because Atlanta is on the 33rd latitude. The 33rd latitude is what Atlanta is on, 33 degrees. But the other part of it is that if you look on the I Am America map, you can go on online, Google it, I Am America, Atlanta, South Carolina, because when this next shift, like we had with Pangea, the next shift this continent is going to be broken apart again. Atlanta is the solid rock because it is made on granite. It's why it's called the granite capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Stone Mountain is, 16 miles down into the earth that plugs up a volcano. You have what the Georgia Guidestones in Elberton was the granite capital, because this is where they get most of the granite that they use for building Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So
and,
looking at all of this being the geomancy, the geomancy of Georgia, the earth divination, because where it sits and where you're at is on the 29.6 latitude, which is the line that goes down below Miami across from Galveston, come across, and you go into the Pyramid of Giza. This is what we call the 144 grid. This is what the realignment has been, that the earth has been realigned again. This is why the crisscross is going to be in Carbondale, Illinois, going across the eclipse that went from the west to the east in 2017. Now it's going to go in 2024. It's going to come from the east to the west. So we're seeing all of these alignments because there's a shift in the consciousness where we are in our galaxy. I spoke about the planet Setna. She is the female goddess of the Arctic, and her name is Seddna. And because she only comes around every 11,700 years, and it takes 72 years for us to get as close to her as we are coming to now, because of the activation of the DNA. These are the what is happening as above, so below. And what we're talking about, the immigrants coming up from South America, all of their ancestors was born in the South Americas and part of the North Americas. They're not immigrants.
Right.
They're not immigrants. But what you have to understand is, how does the cartel distribute their money? When they get too much money, what do they have to do? They got to launder that money. The laundering of that money now is paying to house these immigrants and put them in while they pay these governments to launder the money so they can keep the drug traffic money flowing.
Because drugs is part of that. Okay, now,
that's what you got going on.
Hold on, because we got other callers. I want to get to some more. The question I want to ask, because if the drug cartels, now, I watched a long time ago. Y'all remember Jacques Cousteau? He did a thing called Snowflake in the Jungle. And the people down there said that the cocaine was a curse to the Western world, particularly the whites that was coming for the treatment. And I said, man, I said, who makes a curse like that? And now, he watched it. Now, the coca leaf and all this cocaine and all these drugs, let's get real with this on this, because that's deep what you just said. Because, I mean, that's the whole, every nation had their workers induced, including this country. We were smoking weed over here. The Native Americans were smoking weed. They're smoking weed. The Native Americans were making cocaine. All these pharma. It was part of our what I call our medicine that was over here. That's why it took a long time. Now, the group I'm nervous of, that up until a certain point before you was born, everybody listening, this is this is why they'd be doing these shows called these Bayou shows with the new black showing them they magic. Because that was the killing of the magic people. See, when they started realizing the magic people was able to cure people without under their jurisdiction, everybody, they started calling them like they call us, quacks, conspiracy theory. That's how they get your family to go against you. It's like it's going to be in the real Halloween movie you're going to experience real soon, everybody. You don't think you're going to escape Halloween. You cannot believe you're going to escape Halloween. You're not going to escape Halloween.
Dry bones. The symbology of the witch. See, the witch has a last name. Witch doctor.
Yeah.
She was the doctor in the community that knew the earth. That was the woman. The woman was the healer that knew. She was the midwife. She was the herbalist. She was the wife. And so
now, how do you, what's that connection of breaking?
Power,
No, nobody's going
to
debate that.
Right,
because
but what they
that,
had to
what
do, that was
what broke it. Because what broke it? Because if you say, and I agree, no one's going to go against that, because we can see that even in movies today, and how they always had a midwife. She was pretty black. We got Big Mama feeding the kid with the two big titties. We got that. I want to know that connection where they could get the midwife and them to go with the doctors that was of that era, which we're going to name, is the era where
Miriam Sims.
Yeah.
This is what Miriam Sims did in creating OBGYN. He used slave women and did exploratory of their sacreds and did all of the mapping of the whole birth channel of women in order to take care of who? The white woman. Because he couldn't do that on them, so he used what? Our women in order to create that part of medicine, which we have been doing. Our women
now,
have been doing it. He made it for the men to
now,
be
Brother
able
Sean
to.
Caddy, now, hold on. Brother Sean Caddy, that book, see, your book is validated. What's the name of that book? Because you had a book a while back that you first came on here. Said the whole. What's the name of that book? What's the name of the book you had?
Black Witches and Black Warlocks.
Yeah. You had, I mean, you been, me and you met years ago, and you never heard this brother until you came on, and he said the same, your book said the same thing. He just said, you did that a couple years back. That's going to show the connection. That's why I call it the Jabot connection. Now, Halloween is with bones. That, if you notice, the symbol of the skeleton is the book of Ezekiel in Halloween.
But the book, the skeleton is a symbol of poison also.
What's the skeleton?
The skull and cross is the symbol.
Yeah, of course, skull and bones, of course. But I'm just saying, you still got a skeleton. They give you the symbols. I'm just showing you the symbols in your face. You just don't know them. Not you on this line, but the mass of people who are under these symbolic seductions are not going to realize when they get time for the real get down. The real get down. They're gonna create. Living through this is gonna be a very prophetic event. Because there's no way you think that they're not going to go full-fledged now. They got no choice. They got no choice. And all you out there listening today, these rituals are real. He gave you, they know the signs because we're getting them off the same alignments that they tell you. And those of you who are keepers like Brother Kwame and all y'all out there listening, and Chief Warhorse, you said the 31st parallel. You sure right? All the Jesuit records, we can do that Sunday. I'm not going into Virginia law today. You've been lied to. 2014, all this stuff that they mixed together that they came up with is very traumatic experience. With that, granted, of course, granted is a living stone. It's in the Bible. That's the stones will cry out. You got to have granite, and you got to have other minerals of the earth that somehow they know that exist. Now, ain't that strange? How would somebody y'all listen carefully? This is how deep y'all are on this program for Halloween. Because y'all are the spooks. See, the spook that sat by the door was a good movie, if you ever really looked at it. He was the only one. He had double intelligence. Anyway, we about to get scarier than that. It told you. Y'all think all these spy movies are made up? I told you that God said, spy on your enemy first. Ain't what he said? But here's the biggest Halloween. All y'all listen, I'm bringing you, after I play this, because you 6661. 6661, after I play this, you coming in next. Your number is off the chain right there. That last 6661, you next. Here's the biggest Halloween of all. It says Orion in the Bible. It gives you all the stars. Everybody should know by now the Magi is the star systems. It's a 3-5. All y'all should know this by now who on this line. If you don't, Halloween is never been more scarier, because Brother Kwame just gave you all the alignments that came up, plus the ones we was doing with Brother. I mean, y'all know this is all real, but guess what's not even calculated? One thing ain't calculated is derision, reprobate mind people. They have turned people into zombies. Anytime a people don't know that if you believe this is happening to you because white people got this power, that's one psyop, because can white people really have that much power when they are considered Albania, albino? That's the name of England. Y'all showed me y'all still yesterday. They call it albino. I seen it from the Moor. It was black folks been screwing them forever. We should be like, wow, that's not really making sense. How could white people really be this powerful? Second, y'all can't comprehend other beings in the earth with you. That's number two. And the third one is, you can't believe you screwed your own goddamn selves, which would be the biggest Halloween trick or treat there is.
If Israel is obedient, they shall be blessed temporally and spiritually. If disobedient, they shall be cursed, smitten, and destroyed. Diseases, plagues, and oppression shall come upon them. They shall serve false gods and become a byword among all nations. Fierce nations shall enslave them. They shall eat their own children and be scattered among all nations.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. And there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed alway, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenedst not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. And upon...
Now I'm going to go there before I bring in 6661, because, you know, we on the... This the Omen now. We in the Omen era. The Omen movies with Damien, and then want to create war on Earth through food and hunger, scarcity. And it said that the children of God did not listen. There'll be a problem about... Now, you got to ask who's in power. I want you to think, everybody, listen. If somebody just... If the bankers and all these people that you see got banks, they cannot be a part of this story. Obviously, there's another allegory here, because you can't be ruled and got the might of the most powerful nation to back it, because that's where your tax money going now. So question would be, is this real or is this memorex? Yeah, but ask yourself some questions. Let me get 6661. We go Halloween style. We still got some time. We ain't even got to the Halloween hour yet. 661, you on the air.
Hey, man. Great evening, man.
What's up, bro?
Great evening. Jack Bauer.
Five, five all day. Go ahead.
Yeah, bro. Where do we start? I thank the Most High for all the energy that has been just created on this evening, the pulse. And you can't do nothing without the mosaic checkerboard. And so what we're seeing right now is high level occultism at its best. What we're seeing in the created land of Israel since May 14, 1948, the creation of the Israeli state. What we're seeing now is the confusion or the so-called domination between the two other cousins of ours, which were the Sephardic and Ashkenazi. And so we don't have a fight in it, even though, you know, if you know the history and you look at the flags, it says it all. But when we go back to what the brother was talking about, Yeshua, or whatever you want to call him, Jesus in your book, Yeshua was in my studies of what I've come to realize, because this whole map plane came out of the motherland, or the plan itself, which was Africa. And when we talk about Africa and we talk about the fallen angels and we're talking about Yeshua, who was really, in my studies, Arumila, because in every Odu of Ifa, Arumila had, he manifested many times. He recreated himself. He re-evolved many times. He had many names. He traveled many lands. And when you look at those so-called fallen angels, the so-called Orishas, each one of them had a certain job to do, because Obatala, who created all man existence and created the head of each individual. And so when we came down to this earthly plane, Obatala, he was so clean. He was the king of the white cloth. He couldn't touch the ground. So he sent emissaries among this plane to create different plants, to lay the soil, to create the water, to do different thing manifestation. He created Eshu, the policeman who touches on man's.
Yeah. Check that out.
And so,
that's me right there. He created the police.
Even
God created a security force. That's what I'm trying to tell
you. So Eshu was the policeman who kept man within the boundaries of the circumstance of right and wrong. And
right.
So whatever those wrongs were, he was the police. He was the trial judge and the jury. Eshu also carried the blessings upon earth back to Olorun, which was the heavenly being among Oduduwa and Olodumare. See, because when we go into talking about the Magi, which were the magicians, like you said, and the gypsies,
they were one and the same.
The gypsies were the Egyptians. The gypsies were the Egyptians, but they call them the Magi also because they had the spiritual power and they had the being to touch within, because they were the ones that were tied to the earth. And so, man, we could go all around this.
Now, let's go with that. Hold on. Because I put up there, because I said something earlier, because I want to make sure, because I did hear some stuff from a lot, so much information out there, y'all. So almost, y'all sent it, and then we connect all to this dichotomy we got here, format. And it's like, okay, y'all sent me stuff. Now, I looked at some stuff people been sending, and these guys are over here, similar to what you're saying already. Like, okay, your area of the Caribbean and the Haitian area and just, all them got indigenous people there already with similar stories themselves.
Now
the question is, I'm gonna do a Halloween thing, because I Get Out is I know y'all, Jordan Peele, and I'm gonna tell you how I know we gonna get to talk, stay with me. It's like, okay, they make these movies, and then we find out, okay, if these people got people here already that's black, and y'all got the names of them, you know the names, it almost behooves to say, well, wait a minute, why would they go and bring all these other people? Because your number one land to take over would be to take this over. So either you're going to use other people to get this people to go into some type of chaos and then tell a story that we don't, like we think everything over there. Now, here's a horror movie, y'all. It's called The Out of Africa Theory. Y'all should look that up, everybody. Immediately, The Out of Africa Theory. That is the theory that should be very, very, very...
The Yoruba are the ones that made that trip throughout that Atlantean or that trip that they said supposedly, you know, everybody adds on to their thing, but
now,
they're the ones that made that trip.
Right. Now, even let's go...
part of the region.
Right. Let's take that concept. Because now, for a lot of people, unless we was like the Pangea, which is Disney made Pangea known to most of us with these movies, so we have a head. If these lands were close and they split up and did a cosmic thing, and over here in this group now, boom, boom, let's go with that. And these people come over, there's already people here. So basically, they will amalgamate into the people that's over here first, and then maybe some more will come. But then you got a whole different group of people now because they having all this going on and this cultural exchange. Because remember, they ain't got their forces at all, so they got to go along with having a relationship with these people and almost worshiping them. Think about it. If I was a spy, my mission is to pretend like I love y'all for how long does it take? Wouldn't that be the mission, everybody out there listening?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that means I will take whatever it took, because it's going to take long, unless they stay close. Let's go with the percept that this it's a ship journey that everybody knows. I know me and you might talk differently, but let's go with perception everybody knows. It's a long time for a cruise ship to come over here. So you telling me it would be more feasible to enslave these people here. So then maybe the Halloween trick or treat would be to get everybody to think that we always should be thinking about Africa. When I look at all who funded that project, I recently dug deep, everybody, because so many young cats out there with these videos, and I got all this information I got on paper. Everybody know me. I got so much. I found a whole load of it. It had the same name these people have, but I don't go on video because I know what's going to happen next. But these people were funded to get these people over here to believe in their theory.
Aleister Crowley and the whole...
Right,
ball,
so now I'm suspicious.
They
now.
Studied...
I'm suspicious about this story we got going on in Black America. Because
Aleister Crowley, the whole cabal.
The whole cabal.
But they're practicing on a high level. See, you got these brothers around here talking about, but it really amazes me because a lot of our people and so forth, they'll celebrate all this stuff, but they don't know they're not worshiping our ancestors, but they're worshiping the dead, which are our ancestors, but they're
right,
not really
right.
Giving reverence to their own
because
people.
They don't know.
You understand?
They don't know. Because, again, they're giving them a symbolic gesture of this symbolism. But
so,
our people
so,
are destroyed.
Yeah.
Now, this is what I said. I gave y'all three. I got next caller, 945. I gave y'all three. It's like they do in Saul. Three chances. If I was Saul, y'all, it could be really ugly. If I was able to kill y'all, I got you next. Don't worry. If I was able to kill y'all, I got you next. If I was able to kill y'all on like Halloween do on three questions, I said then out of the two, y'all really said the white man really shouldn't be that powerful. That's one seems to be out the door.
But see,
he ain't powerful. All y'all agree? I never cut
no.
Out of
what I was gonna say, what I was gonna say is when you give reverence to any ancestors other than your own, your ancestors, okay, turn their back on you because you're not giving reverence to them. So they say, okay.
We ain't worshiping one.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's why we going.
We want to give some credence. I ain't going to go with no more vague day. We are worshiping, you mentioning like an ancient call of, you know, Vodun and the Rishas and all, and some of the West Africans that's here, but it's a difference because they don't talk about them. They don't even let you know that they are familiar because now you got black faces. That ain't the way they want to go. White supremacy is a cult of initiation of a high Anglo-Saxon degree. White supremacy is not for lower Irish. It is an Anglo-White Saxon. I'm giving you the facts, y'all. It's time for the facts.
Exactly.
It's time for the facts.
Exactly.
They're Anglo-White Saxon group that created from over there in Europe, Wesley, all these great Yale and all this. They are. Now, I'm going to tell you how y'all know we are Twilight Zone. Y'all send all y'all kids to school and college. Oh, many of y'all got great jobs. I mean, but think about what they get. They be indoctrinated because all of a sudden they're going to make your kid, which I will have in a minute on for you, prior to Patriot Act, and it will be rounding up your kid because you're not watching nothing that's going on in your own government because you don't have a government. I got all the laws right here that I will be going to. I got real laws. I'm going to give you the law and the court case to show you that we are being played at a massive level like this one here, number two. The IMF is the agency of the UN. That's in Black's Law Dictionary, 6th edition, on page 816. I got the whole list of what's... I'm not even going to play with Halloween today. We're going to scare the shit out of you that you know that this is already happening and ain't came up. And hey, everybody that tries to say a solution, they'll kill you because guess what? That's the Jesus syndrome. Go ahead, brother. You kill Jesus. That's the whole thing.
Yo, you can hear me?
Drop on.
Brother D, I got you, Brother D. Go ahead. I got you. I heard you, Brother D. Go ahead.
I have one to comment. See, whoever got control of your mind, that's who you power in for it to become your Messiah. You know what I'm saying? And see, at first, your Messiah was your family, your parents, because see, the spirituality was more of family oriented. See, and see this stuff we get now is watered down. It's no real spirituality no more because for one, it's no family household no more. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? People don't even know their own cousins or family no more. You know what I'm saying? You know, back in the days, you knew your cousin was gonna be freaky. You knew your cousin might be gay. You knew your cousin. You knew everything about everybody.
Right.
Everybody hiding behind these computers, hiding behind all this music, you know, fashion, you know, people are more plastic and fake more now, you know what I'm saying? Back in the days, you know, people was more so, you know, back in the days, you know, even the so-called dirty family, people didn't fuck with them. I'm just saying, you know, you know what I'm saying? And people still, you know, people still help them. Certain families help them. They got their clothes from, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, people pass down stuff, you know, and they probably fought, you know, different people, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, stuff done changed. And whoever got control of your mind, that's what your Messiah is.
This is Halloween. Now, you heard earlier, you've been listening, I hope, for the beginning. That could be a vampire. That could be a vampire in your life.
Yeah, your family can be a vampire on you.
Oh,
because you got families who dog each other out. You got some families who they just leech on each other. They just that's what you call a leech vampire.
That's
all the same thing.
Halloween term. Halloween term.
Also, a lot of those stories, you know what I'm saying, the Africans got clean to. Them stories, they know they don't even come from over there where they from. They got the stories. They not from there. Most of them people come from over here. Most of them tribes, they started deporting us first. We was the prized possession of to be sold off of the world.
That, now,
you know
that
what I'm saying?
Right,
you know,
right,
see, we was the people who need to, you know, because this was really considered the land of the gods, land of the goddesses, land of the people who was considered more so from, because this was the first place up out of the so-called making of whatever. We was the first people out of this land, and it's a true fact.
That's why there's no movie. Now think about what you're saying, and think about, because we Halloween today, ain't been a movie, a sci-fi flick, Jordan Peele, Spike Lee, ain't never made a movie about stuff ever happening starting here. But if you notice, all the movies must, because I told y'all the clue, the Out of Africa theory. It's a theory. It did not start.
Exactly.
Y'all better look this shit up, because time is of the essence. This ain't something I just thought together because I was drinking all that shit. This is real. It's an Out of Africa theory. It came out of England. And all of the great ones that y'all revered, I looked them all up because I had to, because I said, man, I'm going to do the dry bones. I got to absorb so many people's energy. And I said, I find people who were saying stuff we was all saying back when we was young, and the young cats now, I love them. I said they putting on there, and they being ignored by even the younger ones. But I said, man, it is a generation that's seeing this shit good. Guess what they did? Same thing Chief Warhorse said. Now some of us listen to Chief Warhorse. They actually went to the same thing you did in St. Louis. They actually got these records, y'all. They admitted that they had put a freeze on bringing Africans to America a long time before y'all started saying they were still coming. That's a lie. It will be revealed. This is Halloween.
They was bringing the ones back. They was bringing the people back.
They
That's
was not.
How they was bringing.
The Virginia law said they did not. I'll let you go in a minute. The Virginia law. This is Halloween. I'm about to scare the shit out of some people. The Virginia law. Which I got that book. And St. Louis and all them said, these laws said that these states did not want no more foreigners. They said, we got enough of the natives as slaves. That came out their own jurisdiction, law, Masonic orders across these states. So let's challenge that one for a couple of grand. How about that one? Let's bet that one.
Hey, Drybone, you know how on point you is on this? If the people, black people, are so shell-shocked over here that they don't want to hear no alternative to what they've been told.
Yep.
If you look at Palestine today, 1947, a bunch of people who were so-called, whatever they went through, went over there and took the land and put the people that was living there in ghettos, and they called Gaza. Over here in America, blacks are in ghettos. But you can't tell me a bunch of immigrants who are prisoners who got out and could come here and say, hey, this is a nice land. Let's go get some people to build it for us. What? You got to have an architect to build something.
You got to
can't
have
just grab nobody up.
No, man.
And what language did they speak?
Woo!
And what did they trade? And what ship did they sail? Who built it?
Yeah, who built them?
And
now,
what was the price? What was the price?
We should know. Now, something I'm glad y'all saying is because now we have taken that same story. Because y'all ain't lying about what's over here. There is actual artifacts. I mean, you got to be kind of like, not y'all on this line. But if you train the people to hate the land that they from and make them hate it and then use trickery of technology, of new technology, like the industrial age, what took everybody out of here, my father era, to get a better job because, boom. And
it dry bones.
That's scary.
We put ourselves, we stay asleep on a level because, see, we has converse. We got on the reservation, you got off the reservation. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Most people who was off the reservation, they stayed right there where they was at. You know what I'm saying? They stayed where they was at. You just couldn't mess with them. And we was, they say, convert or die. We converted to Christianity on the outside, but at home we were still practicing our so-called
right.
Hebrew what ways or however they want to say that the most ancient of ways, you know what I'm saying, we was practicing like that, and then we forgot who we was because you, it was a time, I just had an aunt, I just had at my family reunion, and one of my old cousins, she about in her 70s, she said, you couldn't even say you was an Indian at one point in time.
Right. Now that's deep.
I'm talking about, you couldn't even, it was a hush thing because you had already got received all that, you know what I'm saying, whatever you got, which was in grandma's name, which was in your grandmother's name, like most of the time.
Now, that's what happened. Now, I want y'all to realize something. Now, this is the stuff that, the era that he's talking about is the era where I say, y'all got to analyze these eras where all our wealth got taken. Our wealth got taken when the connection between the grandparents or giving it to the people, the family members, once they came into the city life, they cut themselves off and became individualists because you left the land and went to an industrial area and you made yourself an individualist because now you had to leech on the people you didn't know. It's very hard if you come from another area. You got to have a hell of a personality. Energy. Yeah, so let's go with that principle, what you just said. Now, if they leave because they've been saying they hate it because what's going on in the country and the area down here, now we're going to talk a little bit. This is what I want. I'm glad you brought that up. Now,
drive on.
I'm going to put about the vampires because there was a movie about Lincoln. I'm talking Halloween. I want to make sure everybody realized they gave you clues. The vampires were selling the plantation owners. Y'all remember that movie? Y'all remember that movie where Lincoln was fighting the vampires? Y'all remember that?
Yes. Yes, Lincoln the Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly book, I think.
Yeah. Now, y'all made me go look that up because a lot of times we did shows on this. Now, I want y'all to know something now. I look at all kinds of
stuff. They took all our silver.
They took all our gold
at that time.
Yeah,
they
but we were
everybody wealth.
No, but hold on. I'm talking about there was a group of blacks never got touched. I know y'all talking about other blacks, but there's a group of blacks who, in every state, I started looking this up because I said, man, it's impossible for this to be like this. Every state has a group of blacks that are super rich and were given orders. Go look them up.
And
they in Georgia.
They're still around.
They in St. Louis. They in all the, in Louisiana, the women had the most wealth because they had all the brothels. And all, they're all on YouTube now. You can easily find them today when people want, because, again, this technology is so to and fro the earth. I looked up a whole bunch of stuff y'all sent me and all the stuff that with the DNA and all that stuff. Now, they go back to them women because, okay, the chick who was sick who gave up her DNA and they got her family just finally got money. You just see how they did her? Now, she pretty much went into the hospital. They don't tell all that stuff that happened. She went in there, and then sometimes you sign stuff you don't know you're signing. You know what I'm saying? When you're scared.
Henry had a lack.
Right. They make you scared. So when they make you scared in your life online, you do some things you wouldn't think you would do because right now we in our right mind and you're going to say, oh, no, if you're in a dangerous mind and you're on death and you be like, oh, shit, it could be it. You'll say, sign it. Okay. When you sign something like that, you don't know. Your family dumb. Never told us about corporate law. Never told us about our. Now they tell you now in your image and likeness. See how they're giving you the truth now? They didn't. See, now they're saying, damn, they don't found out. They don't found out.
Hey, drop on. Hey, I got something that just happened to me the other day, right? It was some little 20-year-olds, right? Some little youngsters, right? And I was trying to help them with their car or something. The automatic, it start, you know, how you get to the stoplight, the car's cut off and cut back on and stuff like that or whatever. And I was helping them with that, and the youngsters, I heard them talking. They don't know how to write cursive writing.
Oh,
it was three guys. They said, they strictly said, they was like, yeah, you need this. The youngster said, I don't know how to write cursive. He's like, you know how to write cursive? The youngster was like, nope. The other guy was like, you? Nope. And I was like, I do. They was like, for real, they was like, we don't know nothing about it. We ain't never been taught it.
I promise you, that shocked
the shit out of me.
Oh, no. This is another, now he is St. Louis. My God, did y'all hear? Now, y'all, that, wait a minute right there. Y'all showed y'all. Now, sister,
they
I don't
got
know
them
she
in Miami. They don't
oh, man. Hold on, let me hold on. Hold on, let me get some more calls because I love it. Let me get. I'm gonna get these two in right now.
All
right,
so
let
me in now, bro.
I'm not, yeah, I'm letting you in, bro. I'm sorry. They going in.
All right,
you let go. You next.
Let him in.
What up, Gabby?
He everybody,
that's
man.
The general. That's the general. Let him in.
I got
in there. Hold on. Now you
hear me?
Now you in? Don't play like you don't know what to say. Stop talking, brother.
Yo,
stop
can you hear me, bro?
Yes, we can hear you.
Who's in?
Loud and clear.
All right, every time I start talking, you start talking. Shut up and let me talk, man.
Okay, I'm going to let you talk.
I was watching the,
go ahead.
I was watching the Halloween parade. By the way, this is Thomas. I was watching the Halloween parade on TV. 2 million people out there in $500 costumes each, walking past all the homeless people and illegal aliens. So I saw the flyer's costume, right? Dude, you know, it was two white dudes, and they had on one piece each. Remember that submarine that was going to the Titanic? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the one where the people perished.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they had it in two pieces, like it split in half. Yo, I was like, yo, that's fucked up. Yo, that's foul, but I liked it. That was pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? But I was going to say this, though. Well, if you think about it, vampires. Hoes are vampires, bro. They come out at night. They drain a man. They feed off your money. You know what I'm saying? Your favors. And like vampires, you got to allow them in. Just like the vampires in a movie.
That's why
you got to allow them in. Huh?
Yes. That's why it's called trick or treat. It was sex first.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what it is when you said that.
Yeah. Now, go ahead.
No, that was all I had to say, man.
No.
But that costume, yo, that costume was fly, though, but it was foul, though. That's messed up because them people died. But that was some pretty nifty shit they came up
with,
man. I was like, yo, that was dope.
What was that? The shout out to where was that?
Oh, they, you know, every year in New York, in Greenwich Village, all the homeowners and stuff, they come out with the big Halloween parade. It'd be like 2 million people. People come from all over the world just to put on the costume, go out there and get drunk. And,
oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's part of the – now, I want y'all to know something. Stay with me on that. That's part of the – you know, just, you know, I did a quick one, but that is part of the Halloween experience is debauchery, having fun, sex, orgies, since you brought that up now, and all that other stuff because, you know, we did these shows on this quite back. I have to go raw. I mean – it's a lot of sex involved in this because, of course, a spell, trick or treat, either you fulfill my fantasy, you know, or else. In some cases, now all this is all throughout the whole kingdoms of the planet Earth. Sometimes the Chinese got their own. I want y'all, you know, sometimes I keep telling y'all, I know everything ain't black and white to everybody, but he's absolutely correct. Now, If these people are doing these things, like you say, you said they having Halloween, they're having a good time. Y'all had no incident at all. I noticed that. You ain't say nothing. Now, down here in Florida, Tampa, they had just been going on here in Florida for years. Now you got people coming in shooting. I think they killed two people down here, 17 injured. Chicago had some purging going on with that stuff, so y'all was pretty much lucky nothing crazy happened. You said the immigrants, what's your thought on what's going on? You see it up there way more than me. You right in the heart. What's your thoughts on all the limelight of what y'all, because y'all the capital really comes to all this.
This is, this was
all our immigrants are
Brother Thomas, go ahead.
That I noticed. Because, you know, the Spanish ones, they kind of blend in, right? Because you already got a bunch of, you know, Puerto Ricans and Dominicans, so they kind of look like them. But what I notice is the Africans, they stand out like a sore thumb to me, and they lost, you know what I mean? But now that they put the mandate that they can only get housing for 30 days unless they have children, and it's 60 days, so when these people hit the streets, like for real in the wintertime, So they coming from these warm climate countries, and they ain't never felt like
wipe
like
them out.
Wipe them out.
See, that's why I'm glad. That's why I need to hear from y'all. That's a
they gonna
a
wipe
movie.
Them out. Yep.
That's a horror movie, y'all. That's a horror movie. See, that's
absolutely.
Why I keep saying it's ongoing. Go ahead, brother. That's Brother Tariq. Brother Tariq, that's you.
Yeah, this is Brother Tariq, man.
Go ahead, brother. Go
ahead,
you LA.
It's
you
so
LA.
Great to hear. So
thank
great
you
to hear y'all. Yeah,
from
you know,
the West.
The border down here, the border out here, down here in San Diego and down below here, is overrun. And I'm talking about thousands at a time. They're coming in. They lined up for almost a mile. It's believable because this is the replacements that they're bringing in. Mm-hmm. And they're bringing them in to replace most of us who don't want to think and do for ourselves, and they're coming in for as the new collateral, except that we have a situation with the quantum financial system that's now kicking off, and the SARA, which is finally after 22 years kicking off. So we have counter measures. We got we got both sides countering each. You know, the other side is trying to stop it. And then after 22 years, you know, it's finally coming to fruition, and we have groups in Colorado Springs and other parts of the country that are calling people in for the Nisara, which there are 20 different aspects to it. You know, everybody should get into and go look at Nisara, Gisara, because you know this is all about what we can do for ourselves, because if you're given a certain amount of the new currency, which is supposed to be used, they call it United States notes, and that comes out of the Treasury, not the Federal Reserve. Because did y'all know that the Federal Reserve building has been torn down? Hello?
What you want, in New York?
In D.C. Tore it down and all the way down to the bottom of the parking space. Yep. So this is a sign, folks.
Has that been recent? No news coverage on that, huh? No, has that been recent?
Well, no. There was no news coverage on that.
I know it would be.
Category 5 hurricane that just popped up and hit the Puerto Rico and wiped it out.
Yeah,
did you talk about that earlier?
No.
See, that's another thing. Nobody knows about what happened to Acapulco and why Acapulco was destroyed like that.
Yeah.
I've seen it
on my news, but we didn't even know what happened. It came on two times. I said a five came through Acapulco.
Because a week before, check this out, though. Now, this is weather warfare, folks. I don't know if you know this or not, but this is definitely weather warfare. There
Absolutely.
Are 5 patents on hurricanes. Now,
Absolutely.
Who in the hell has a patent on hurricanes? What?
Absolutely.
Explain that. One week before the hurricane
Absolutely.
That tore it all up, there was a small one. It was a Category 1. Guess what it was called?
What?
That Hurricane Max.
Hurricane Max.
Yeah. They're telling you, man. These creatures are—they're not playing, man. They're trying to do. They are doing stuff all the time to try to counter what other things are happening. Positive. They don't want none of that. You know, they're trying to get rid of us all, bro. Has everybody seen the Global 2000 report?
Yeah. Now, the stuff you said. Now, that's why. That's why. If you notice, I tell y'all, we take everything we hear, see, hear from y'all, and put it to the test. It's right there in our eyes. But here's the thing. We seeing it, which is a beautiful thing. Y'all see it. It says we will see. But everything will come to have eyes that don't see is a question. Now, y'all been saying this zombie stuff, all these robots, they actually now are investing in night. Remember I told y'all a long time ago, I said it's kind of crazy. You almost got to invest in your own demise for the next big money guild that's perpetrating. And then brother, you just said clearly, it is worth it. If they're going to have a digital, now I'm going to go along with what you just said, brother Tariq, and all y'all listening, how much y'all, everything he said, because I told you that I had it right here. It says the IRS is not another government agency.
Gone.
It's not. It's an agency of the IMF, Diversified Metals Product, IRS. Here it is, CV93-45EEJ. It's Public Law 94-564, Senate Report 94-1148, page 5967, Reorganizational Plan Number 26, Public Law 102391. And just to go along with everybody, say I told you we had the records here, y'all. I don't even play. This is fun. I love this because it makes me feel that we are on something that everybody, we don't even see each other. And look how connected with the knowledge and what's persevering.
Yeah.
York City, y'all. New York City, y'all. Now, I'm going to say this to all y'all out there. And New York is defined in the federal regulation as the United Nations. New York is no longer New York City. It's called the United Nations. Rudy Giuliani stated on C-SPAN that New York City was the capital of the world, and he was correct. 20 CFR chapter 111, subpart B, 422305. Next one. I hate to tell you, this is a law. Social Security is not insurance or a contract, nor is there a trust fund. This is the name of the case, y'all. I hate to tell you. It's called Hovingling versus David. That's Hovingling versus Davis, 301 U.S. 619 Stewart Company versus Davis, 301 U.S. 548. Let me go more. It's amazing. I went and dug up some archives I had. I didn't even have to go. I got so many archives, y'all. This is another Halloween. Here's number nine. There has not been any judges in America since 1789, since there no administrative. Here's the thing, FRC versus GE. GE!
Mm-hmm. Yep.
281 U.S. 464, Keller versus PE, 261 U.S. 428, first statutation 138-178-10. According to the GAT, you must have a Social Security number, and that's the House Report 103-826. Now, this is unbelievable. Wow. I was able to get this when I was in the so-called Patriot movement stuff. And I mean, it's amazing what the people do not know. And let me just get this in your mind. You've been conned, everybody. Not everybody. Yes, everybody.
Sure.
Because let me just tell you this.
All of we.
Now, you let a guy Buttigieg, chief of the Buttigieg, which if he wanted the booty, that's his business. But this is going to show you how they play this game. The man did nothing for transportation. Nothing.
Exactly.
And right now, here's how you know you're crazy in America. I know you forget, too, because I know I fight amnesia with people, and it's a painful thing. I hope all y'all don't go through that with any family member. This is unbelievable how many people are forgetting. This is scary. But y'all do remember that Biden went to Pennsylvania and the bridge collapsed. Collapsed in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
I mean, a whole intersection went down. And like it's no big. So I realized, I said, man, they must have used this law here. This is too much. Now,
what's the law? Come on.
I like to tell y'all, man, this has already been established. It's Order 35. It says, we are human capital, Executive Order 13037. That's there. It's already dandada, as they say in Jamaican culture. Are y'all ready for what's going? We got Halloween coming up. That's facts. This is a talk of Halloween facts that should frighten your ass into some reality real soon. Here we go. These are the two things that will round all of us up. And soon, notice that they went, the IRS did not get scrapped. They want to propose the IRS be taken away. And guess what group don't want to take it away? The Democrats. So I told you they're doing it on purpose. Now, You just said Jassara. Jassara is out of the so-called...
That's the global.
Right. Now, if that's the case, now, that came out of some of the Trump people. I don't know if you learned it from that, but I know I've seen it from that sector of people that's saying that we should be all in comparison, because there's Bible scriptures about a great day of jubilee or a great seventh year or the great reset, mm-hmm. where we will be retributed for all these things before they go into this mm-hmm. utopia. I don't know how to take that utopia, but does it take death? That's going to be the question for Halloween.
It's going to take a lot.
It's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because in order for just to stop Hawaii, nobody thinks about it. I mean, we got short-term memory lapses, because even though I know, so if y'all noticed, y'all said this, Brother Kwame, y'all said this on a few shows. I hope y'all listen to y'all show and promote, because y'all got enough data on these shows to show that you have so valid, because y'all said there was going to be alignments. You know it's October 7th. Look at the date. January 6th, October 7th. Come on.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep.
Come on, y'all. 1-8. 1-8.
18. 9.
Thank you.
9.
I mean, they almost are like unbelievable with this.
Perfection.
In front of us.
Yeah.
And because right of y'all, y'all keep me up on my game, because that's what that's what we do with you. That's why we got to look at all this stuff y'all been talking about amongst each other and so forth, and say, look at the validity that y'all can see. Now, if this is going forth, which I just said, I got the immigrants. New York is not even New York. I told you, New York is United Nations. Matter of fact, they just had the United Nations meetings with them condemning Israel and Palestine in New York just recently. And if y'all noticed, did y'all hear the report? I hope y'all listen to these people.
In New York.
Live. They said, and it came from y'all. They landed, the news was there in 48 hours. How the news can land a crew in a war zone in 48 hours? No problem. They got in, but people...
The same way CNN can be in St. Louis, fucking Missouri, for Mike Brown. Hey, who the fuck is CNN? How and who is St. Louis? We ain't never seen no news get here that fast. So that let you know same story.
Yeah. So the same playbook, everybody. I'm glad y'all seen it. The same playbook is being used. Now, this playbook is definitely, I told you, Halloween shows y'all been doing, we've been doing all these past few years. Go ahead. Somebody want to say something?
Check this out. Mr. Buttigieg was responsible for one of the largest poisonings of the country.
Check that out.
When they set fire to that whole train wreck with all those chemicals and all that, set fire to it, blew it up and spread it all across the country to poison everybody. See, that's what they're doing. That's eliminating folks, the poisoning of America, toxic waste. Anyway, I got to go, but, man, great show. I'll check all y'all. I gotta make another call. So thanks a lot.
Thank you, brother. I know it's early in West Coast. Much love to you, brother. Yeah. Much love. Thank you, man. West Coast
thank
love
you,
there. Now, again, this goes to show you. He said, look what we have pretty much gave credence to, of vampirism. Our people gave cosmic energy, and they made every vampire that gave away a talk show, a new thing, a new reality. They became more powerful. Our people are celebrity driven. That's a fact. It's unfortunate. It really is.
And by bones.
Yes, that's a fact. Go ahead.
Where all these people come from? Like on them Netflix and Hulu's, like all the new actors, like you don't know.
Who
are covering all those genres?
Come from? Where? Thank you,
like,
bro.
Like
I said,
who
that.
In the hell?
They came
from
Disney.
And then, how in the hell? Like, where are all those movies and where are they getting made? And how and who got all that time to be sitting around doing all that shit? Because that shit takes some time.
Man, thank you. Go ahead, sister. You on the line? Go ahead.
But listen, all of that stuff. Disney. Although I watch things on Disney, but Disney puts a lot of things that has to do with reality that's happening
in our world every day. All the secrets they hidden, they bring it forth. Just like the tyrant, they said time was created by a black man. And the black man duplicated himself several times to create the timeline.
That's a movie?
Oh, low key. That's a series. Low key.
Low key
chaos. Then you got the black man again, and he's with the alien in the ship with a different species, with the reptilian. You got, I'm looking at all these different entities on Earth from these different realms. And then when we start pulling up archives, that now that the Vatican and them is releasing all these archives about giants and things in the past, and I do remember all of that, starting to bring back memories about the mud floods and the giants we live on top of, and that everything is based off of frequency, which is our chakras, our chi, our breathing, our everything. So since they know how to, they've mastered all of that because they infiltrated every being on this planet. And they hid a lot of stuff from certain beings because of all of these many resets we had. We had a lot of resets. And it's still going on. And it's the same people that's passing on. Either they taking over these little, the babies that they're, families are having, like going, like their souls going into these children that they're having, or into these cones that they're making, or even into the robots. Who knows? Because we got all of this. This is the dark time. We thought hell was something else, but hell is Metropolis. Hell is the robots. Hell is the gray skies, the weapons that they're using to wipe the planet out. The chaos that they're using to wipe it out so that they can come back to it and restart a new way. But the way they're doing it, they're just building into what they already had projected, created, visioned, and now they're doing it. So everybody wants robots. Y'all don't understand. These robots is not what you think they are. People in these machines, souls in the machine.
Now, that's
and
what
they even made a series about that too.
Right. Now you said no, hold on, you sent me
Ghost
that,
in the Machine.
Let's go with you, because I look up y'all, some of this, everybody send me stuff. I try to get everybody. I said, man, this is a lot, but let's go with that. If these things are able to capture the actual soul or the energy level that we play in the body and been put in this machine, because it looks like they are definitely going in that direction 100%. So
most definitely, if they can make babies and call them cabbage patch kids, if they can cabbage patch kids, the trains with the children on them, all them people, where's these people coming from? You kidnapping all the kids again, doing the same thing, and you're selling them. That was a whole sex trafficking thing right there, and we didn't even realize that.
Yeah,
y'all
we buying
sold
a
doll.
Right. We
from all kinds of people
doll
selling
as, them. That's right. As a kid, we buying a cabbage patch doll for our family members, and it was about
and then they had
about,
the stork
damn.
Coming, the stork is delivering babies.
Right.
The stork delivering babies and stuff. So it's stuff that's coming out of the past that's really revealing itself. It's coming to a power. We get to see everything now. We get
now
to see the past, the past, the now, and the future. The future is really the now. So it's either the past or the future. There is nothing in between. It's the past and the future is the past. And we're living in the past, which is now our future.
Let's go with that. Hold on. Now I'm gonna reverse scales a little bit on everybody. I want a comment from everybody on this one. You admit growing up, everybody experienced Halloween some form of fashion. Now tell me, and you, I'm gonna let you go first, sister. We go up the line. When you first got exposed, do you see that you didn't have no thinking of what you're hearing today in your mind? It was such a fun thing. It was so much fun. It had nothing to do with the reality
because,
of what we're in. But go ahead.
You're right.
You remember your first one?
Day, but you didn't. You wouldn't realize that you're actually going through a ritual, casting spells and not knowing it by doing what you're doing, having fun, going out, you know, getting all this candy, which is poison, and, you know, all kinds of stuff. We didn't know. It was just because we were programmed to accept the fact we were programmed to
believe it
as entertainment and fun.
Okay, somebody
didn't realize he was trapping himself into
something. Go put stuff on mute. I won't mute you, but put yourself on mute because I don't know too many of y'all online. I'll let y'all stay online.
I'll mute myself.
No, not you. I said somebody was making noise. I said you wasn't making noise. I'm talking to you. Somebody else was making. They had somebody else on the line. Keep yourself there. I'm gonna go to four. I'm gonna everybody. Y'all remember? I don't know how old y'all are. Where y'all from? Y'all remember y'all first time going on Halloween and how it was in your era? Because it was fun for us. We used to have a good time.
It was fun. I had fun. I ain't gonna lie. It used to be full of people.
Man, it was like unreal. And then all of a sudden, you know, you got older. You still did it until you got to like high school. Then you didn't do the shit. Then you went to parties. But
here's the thing, though. You know what? We wasn't discriminating on each other when we went to Halloween. Everybody was like happy to see each other, white, black, whatever. That shit was weird.
It was weird. Like everybody was into it. It's like the whole city. What about you, 483? All y'all, anybody got any experience that was crazy? Because as we got older, we would never thought of the purge. The purge was never thought about in the era I went to. Today, I see the purge is really popular today, but Halloween look like the purge for real down here in South Florida when they be wearing them. But how y'all, anything y'all remember as growing up and how y'all felt about it? Anything?
Dry bones.
Go ahead, brother. Yes, you go ahead, Kwame.
Yeah, this is Brother Kwame. Chicago and the projects, what we would do is we would dress up and make sure we was covered, that we would go in the white neighborhood and we would snatch their bags because they got more candy than we did.
Yeah, see, that's fun stuff. And then throw eggs at people who was talking shit. And she know what I'm talking about. Eggs was popular in Buffalo. You talk shit.
Yeah.
Your house gonna get it, boy.
Yeah.
They used to snatch bags.
If you didn't get no candy
in the white neighborhoods, you're right.
Yeah.
They used to snatch their bags up.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we was able to go up to their door and they gave us candy. They was friendly.
They were very friendly people. It was weird. But what about y'all in different areas? Because like New York is a city, even though it's in Buffalo, it's just still a different dichotomy. A lot more people, of course, in them areas of New York. But now, it seems Halloween has taken on a whole different persona. Even though, like Brother Tomo said, that they was in that area, just like they was here, partying and having a good time. The Blues Brothers everywhere. I don't think people know the deepness. As we are talking, that's what makes it such a unique thing of how we are able to have this conversation with people. Because sometimes people do know, and some people don't know. They're having fun like we was as a kid. Some people still know this as a kid thing. They don't know it, even though they're grown adult. They have no idea the ramifications of the sun, the moon, the different shit that we're talking about right now. They don't have it. So they're quite dangerous for something that will happen because they wouldn't believe.
They dry bones.
They wouldn't believe you.
The Mexicans.
Go
ahead.
Dry bones.
On this day, the Mexicans go to the cemeteries and they set up dinners and they have ceremony with their ancestors. That was the meaning of their Halloween.
Right. It's All Saints Day. All to the dead. It's just glorification to the dead. And which I have no problem because, I mean, I hope somebody remember me after I die. That would be a great thing for those generations that you can leave something behind with to remember you. And that's the key to all that. All got to go.
It's also the sacrificing.
The sacrificing. It is a lot of sacrifice. Now, but think of, like I said.
Right. We didn't know we were sacrificing ourselves when we were going out trick-or-treating and all of that stuff.
We
knew back then, I wouldn't have had my kids going no freaking where.
Right, but see, now we know it's a kidnapping.
Right.
That's the same. The time we were growing, everybody's a different age on here, but people have been being kidnapped for a long time. In my little small time of life, there's a lot of kidnapping going on. And you'd be like, well, damn, You know, and you don't think about it because, again, we're in our own world. And that's why I say sometimes we got to come out that matrix and go into the, you know, into the real Zion and real matrix. Because it seems like this happening at a pace that if we don't come to grips with it, it'll be all-consuming. And that's when we're going to have a problem, when it becomes all-consuming. And that's where I'm at with this. We can't let this become consuming like a drug. Go ahead. Somebody said drug.
Well, it's starting to be consuming on that tick, like a drug on social media. Because I noticed that all of them, all they want to do is just be influencers now. And this is the new job. This is the new age. You have to be an influencer. Sell products online, you know. Make it look fun, exciting, advertising.
That is going to be the new job.
It's just like that shit in Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Anybody watch it? Like, I think it's the first Black Mirror, first season or one or two with a black guy, where it was black people and all kinds of people, but they were on bicycles exercising, then they had to do crazy stuff all day, all night. Then some of the women, if they didn't get high rank, they had to go and hold. It was a trip. Black Mirror.
Well, okay, hold on. Okay, I got you. Now, from that concept that you just gave, that means that they already have pre-programmed this reality to be for real. Because if that is what is actually happening, and then the brother just said, now I want y'all to listen to how y'all talking. I'll ask that same question. If anybody got any type of cable or streaming, it's so many movies, you have to scratch your head and say, when did they make these movies? We just had COVID. We got a strike.
Right.
Go ahead. Brother Thomas, go ahead.
I was going to say, a lot of the movies on Netflix is made in London. They make them in London, and they use actors, but they call their actors thespians. You know what I'm saying?
They
be black, but they if you in the show they talk like they Americans, but in real life they got that accent. You know what I'm saying? But I was gonna say in New York, when you trick or treat. See, I grew up in New Jersey, so we would go from house to house, you know, with our little plastic costume with the little mask with the string in the back. You know what I'm saying?
And
go from house to house. Trick or treat, right? So what I raised my kids in Harlem. So our first time going, because my wife grew up in Queens, they trick or treated the same way we did in Jersey, because it's houses, right? So we like, how the hell are we gonna go trick or treating with all these buildings? There ain't no houses in Harlem, in Manhattan. You know, it's all buildings, right? We just follow everybody else. Yo, they go to the store. So you go from store to store, walk to the strip. Go from store to store, the cleaners, the grocery stores, the supermarkets, and then on every corner where you got drug dealers, that's where you get the good candy from. But they'll be handing out pizzas. They'll hand out whole Domino pizzas. They'll go and buy 200 Dominoes and just hand them out to the kids as they walk past. So it's totally different. But you totally rack up. You back up up here, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's something to remember right here, though. That is something to remember.
hey, hold on.
Now, what the sister was saying, right?
He moved to one thing where they got the houses over there. Yeah, it's our pub. It's like, they go to the mall. They go to the mall here, too. They go to the mall here. Go ahead. The sister, go ahead.
Oh, she was saying, they did a survey, so they asked fifth graders in China, what did they want to be when they grew up? And 80% of them wanted to be astronauts, right? This was in 2023. They asked the fifth graders in the United States, what did they want to be when they grew up? And they all wanted to be influencers, 78%. So they said, wow, look at the big difference. Now, look at if you're going to school.
That's what I'm seeing.
They're applying themselves to be astronauts, and we're applying ourselves to be social media experts. That's why
But when you go on the social media, you see all Asian people on there being influencers. So that's all a lie. That's all for the show, for what they talking about. They told them to say astronaut. All of them was told to say
that's a good idea so that they can make it look like they are better than the United States.
And then when you go on the social media, all them Asian people on there is influencers.
Yeah. Now, hold on. I seen something that y'all sent me. They was coloring the food in China. They so good at deception.
Oh, yeah, I sent that to you.
Okay. That's right.
They're just planting the trees green.
That's all I think do. Come on, man. When I see that, I said, well, goddamn, if that ain't no fake world there, they actually was
trees. Yeah, they was painting the trees green, man. Like, the yellow trees started turning brown. They just painted green. Yo, that was crazy.
And they made the
But that's
duck.
What they're doing. That's what they're doing. So
they took a duck,
man,
y'all.
This Truman Show shit is deep, y'all. It's
yo,
deep.
Yo, but that's
we
deep.
Are definitely in the Truman Show.
They took a tote. They took a yeah. That's the Truman Show. You ain't lying. They definitely. They took a duck, and to make the duck get more money on the market, they colored the duck fur with blue. And I said, what the? I said, damn. I said to myself, you know what? It's no law. That's why I keep telling people. Quit arguing with people about food. There's no way people can really know what's coming in. When you see how these marketeers, y'all, try to keep the food, even in sport, even though y'all hear me talk about sports, y'all, I have had so many people from Brother D in Chicago and all y'all with Brother Eddie, with my, you can see that football is definitely in all the sports now. Is
but wait up. What about the eggs? You saw how they was making the eggs?
Oh, my God.
With the fake yolk?
Oh, dude, that was they drilled into it. Didn't they drill like a little drill to that? Then something to the shit. All I can tell you is that's a hell of a video. I sent that out to some people. I said, look. That's unreal. That's unreal. That is unreal.
But I think China or somewhere in China just got hit with that major mud flood.
Yes, they did.
Stuff that just
happened
not too long.
Now, do y'all know
that today?
Brother Kwame. I hear you, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, I would, for the family online, there's a book. It's called Stolen Focus, Why You Can't Pay Attention and How to Think Deep Again by Jonah Hare, H-A-R-I. And what he's doing in this book is showing that our teenagers have attention span of about 63 seconds. Most adults work on computers can only focus on a computer for about 3 minutes. What they have done through this media, Facebook and all these social medias, is to be able to get rid of the attention span. And when the brother was talking about that he said that the young people didn't know how to write cursive, that's true because basically 57% of American people now in this country do not read a book. And the part is that books are becoming obsolete almost because we don't even read long texts. We just use short bursts and Twitter and all that is 200 characters. That is the attention span of what we're creating now with these technologies is that we don't have the cognitive abilities that we once did before.
That was designed, and that's the truth. The cursive writing also helps with motor skills. It helps with reading and writing and communicating, and your creativity flows. So what the government did was they dumbed us down. They want China to be smarter than us, and they dumbed us down. How they dumbed us down? They took away the cursive writing, and I looked at the pros and the cons, and the cons is we don't need our cursive writing because. You know, we have all this technology going on. We need to teach them, you know, updated applications or some stuff like that. So what they're trying to do is if we go back to the slavery days, if you take reading and writing and nature of understanding words and how to utilize them, we become a dumb country. We go back to the slavery day, but we're going back voluntarily because a lot of parents should go to their schools and like, you know, wait a minute, you're not taking that out. But we didn't know.
That's deep what you just said there. You said the parents now they'll go to schools, but they're going to schools now because again it's such a misnomer. I get people calling me about stuff here in Florida about the so-called DeSantis with the thing with the black schools. I tell people all the time. I said these black teachers ain't leaving, and if they were to really say we would really don't like it, they would could easily create their own curriculum. And I think we got a lot of issues where we are very co-dependent. I don't know if our species is this way because according to this ancient story of us being, you know, this other woman is there a dysfunction here where we can't get the pure because there is just a lot of just think about it. If people don't teach you how to wash up, we're not natural. Like, we don't like learn, like, if a parent don't teach us to wash, we'll be funky. We wouldn't wash up if they left us dirty. We'll be dirty as long as they kept us that way. We wouldn't, you know, say ho. That's not the way. Something in our species, this is what we follow. Whatever it is,
it was called hygiene.
It's our parents. No, but our parents, so if our parents was nasty, there's a lot of nasty family members. I don't need to explain to everybody. I'm sure they got family members they know, like, goddamn. So where does that come from if a person, like, don't, you know, they don't clean up, they don't wash up, and yet if this was actually, like, if we was actually a species that was never taught that, our species ain't like a bird that was, or other animals from nature that just, so it's like we just would stay dirty, some of us. I know people say, oh, no, they're black and white. What I know is there's nasty black people as much as there's nasty white people, because some people would not fucking wipe. They would not clean a goddamn floor. It's dirty.
People all over.
Over. That's my point. Now, is this a species that if somebody is cleaner than they are, we seem to look up to that? Is that the type of thing you're saying? Say somebody got the power to be clean, and he know you ain't clean. And if he's like, oh, this species got it where I only clean a certain amount of y'all and the rest of y'all stay filthy. Is this the type of species that we are? Because it seems like that looks like the case. Because it's like people coming here is in desperate need. If you look at what they're telling us, and y'all talking on Halloween, this is the purge, really. This is the purge. This is a fact. This is the purge. If you don't know that, y'all, I will have it for you in a minute.
Bathed five times before prayer.
Hmm?
Five times a day, Muslims bathe before they pray.
Okay. If they bathe before they pray, I don't know what that smell is in the stores, but you tell me. But all I know is if they say they do that, you tell me. I don't know what to tell you on that one. I'm not even going to go there.
They might be using soap and certain things now, but
I don't know.
Things that they did not
all
use.
I don't know what they do.
They just use water. Water.
Yeah, water. I don't know what they do because, again, those of you who live around them, they don't socialize with blacks. I know in Buffalo, in the area that I can only state, the immigrant Islamic people do not. You won't even see them.
Once they get the money, they become Americanized, and they wash and put all kind of perfume and shit on their body just like everybody else. And then they become better than
everybody.
After they made money off of the black people.
Yeah, that's my point. They off to the neighborhood. They're not hanging with black folks. I mean, that's y'all. I'm there around y'all. I'm here. I'm in Florida and a few other places. I do not see a heavy-duty Islamic helpfulness of the black community. If y'all got one, please write in, tell us. I'll be glad to be.
They do not support us. If we were to have businesses, they do not support us.
We got every line open. Now, here's what's going
on. Crazy.
Right. And now, the black folks in every area.
I wanted to say something about the school, right? Cause,
go ahead.
One thing that I noticed, they took out of school. The spelling. They took the spelling. I used to get a spelling test, mm-hmm. and we have to spell the word, define the word, and put it in the sentence. You know what I'm saying? You have to do all of that for like 20 words, and you got it. Like every Monday, every Friday, you got 20 words you had to learn, and you got a test on Monday. You know what I'm saying? But they took that out of the schools, right? And then they took the parents away, right? So now my kids went to charter school. They went to real good charter schools in New York, but I couldn't help them with their homework because they did their homework in a iPad or in a laptop. So once they answer the question, they can't go back to that question. It gets sent like it's answered to the teacher. You know what I'm saying? So it was no way we could go back and say, "Yo, I was stuck. Can you help me with that?" You know, there's no way I could look at what they were doing unless I know all their passwords. So it was totally took the parent out of the situation.
They put AI, even though they went to good schools
and they in college now and they one of them graduated from college, but It's just the point of, I noticed that, like, my mother's a school teacher, and she would sit there and watch me do my homework and stuff. Like, it was none of that. Like, they just went in their room and did it. Like, I didn't know. You know, the only way I would know if they didn't do it is if the teacher called and said, yo, they didn't do their homework. You know what I'm saying? But they did it in the computer. I assume you're doing what you're supposed to do.
Y'all had to give them something to do. Y'all made it happen. Go ahead.
Hey, back in the days, you know, I got in trouble. I always got in trouble with at school for doing right, though, because I used to do the whole book for the whole semester. I just do the whole book. Because, you know, they'll give, you know, some classes will give you the whole, you know, assignment for the whole, you know what I'm saying? You just wait, eat, and you do it in steps. But I never did that. I just went ahead and did it so I won't have to do it. So I could just fuck off. I'm just keeping it real. And now they gave me leeway because the teachers was like, shit, this boy is just too ahead of the game. So they always had something for me to do. The teachers always found something for me to do. So that was the good thing about it.
Right.
You know?
Now, again,
I got transferred, you know, I got transferred to good schools. Like, I went to my first, after the sixth grade, I had went to this school in the hood for the seventh grade, and 2 weeks after I was done, all the teachers' class I switched to, they was like, take this paper home to your mama, and you need to get out this school because you too advanced. Everybody I grew up with in the summertime, I thought they was real smart and everything just because I met them in the hood that school year and found out everybody was LD, had LD.
Now think about that. Now y'all said the double in America is happening. Now we had an era where I ain't saying y'all family or kid, I don't know. I just know that people are now having a lot of tragedy with their younger people doing some crazy shit today. All this snatching shit, going stealing. Buffalo got a big problem with taking kids still. Young people getting jacked up, caught down here. It could be anything down here. So it's like we got a lot of young people that are on, can't read, can't write, and they are actually on what I consider the influencer. An influencer is not a good word, y'all. Listen to that word. It's not a good word. So I guess you realize this is Halloween. Now, here how it gets deep. I got to play this. This is what they say they could do. Our young people have been hacked. They've been hacked.
Well, by 2020, we'll have computers that are powerful enough to simulate the human brain, but we won't be finished yet with reverse engineering the human brain and understanding its methods. One of my main themes, and I've developed this thesis over 30 years, is that information technology grows exponentially. The power of computers, our understanding of the human brain, the spatial resolution of brain scanning, the number of bits we move around the internet, I mean, many different measures of information technology double every 1 year, every 11 months, 13 months, depending on what you're measuring. So these technologies will be a million times more powerful within 20 years. In fact, the speed of exponential growth is itself speeding up. So in 25 years, these technologies will be a billion times more powerful than they are today. And we've already seen that kind of progress. When I was an undergraduate, we all shared a computer at MIT that took up half a building. The computer on your cell phone today is a million times cheaper and 1,000 times more powerful. That's a billion-fold increase in price performance of computing since I was an undergraduate. By 2029, and I've been quite consistent on this date, we will have completed the reverse engineering of the human brain. And we've already made very good progress on that. We've reverse engineered a number of different regions, like the cerebellum, which is responsible for our skill formation, and slices of the cerebral cortex where we do our recursive thinking, and the auditory cortex, the visual cortex, and so on. By 2029, we'll have reverse engineered and modeled and simulated all the regions of the brain, and that will provide us the software, algorithmic methods to simulate, you know, all of the human brain's capabilities, including our emotional intelligence. And computers at that time will be far more powerful than the human brain. And we'll be able to create machines that really do have the subtlety and suppleness of human intelligence. And they'll combine that power with ways in which machines are already superior to us. They can harness all of human knowledge with a few keystrokes. It can remember billions of things accurately. They can share knowledge at electronic speeds that are a million times faster than human language. So it'll be a very powerful combination. But the last point I'll make is that it's not some alien invasion of intelligent machines coming from Mars to invade us. It's coming from within our civilization. And the whole point of it is to extend our reach. Ever since we picked up a stick to reach a higher branch, we've used our tools to extend our reach. We can now already extend our reach mentally. I can take out a device from my pocket and access all of human knowledge with a few keystrokes. Half the farmers in China have these devices and can do the same.
See, half the farmer in China. Now, he said, look what he said. See, that's in the Bible story. Now it's going to grow to and fro in the earth. See, they put it in there for you early in code. And yet he said it right there. He just gave you the script. He didn't say the scripture, but he gave it to you. Said keystroke, we can get all human knowledge in a keystroke, and that's what's happening today with all that. But they dumbing America down. Isn't that strange? They bringing all this knowledge to and fro at your fingertips, yet we still dumb down. We
got
flavors,
but that's flavors. But they only dumbing you down to people who want to be dumbed down because they need those people. Like you guys,
yeah.
You got some people who I'm talking about. I don't give a fuck. What's going on? They celebrating their motherfucking birthday. They celebrate every holiday. And I'm talking about some people gonna rob, steal, and kill to celebrate them holidays because that's what goes on. Because people so caught up in
right. They caught up
wanting something and wanting to show off. Like, that's basically, we showing off everybody else's shit.
An influencer.
Exactly.
Somebody is an influencer is now a celebrity. So you follow people. Do you understand that people, and I can't say for everybody on this line, but there's people who actually follow people because, of course, you become obsessed with them. It could be physicality, mental, spiritual. You know, a lot of spiritual go on. They listen to these people, and a lot of stuff go on. And again, I'm not saying it's good or bad. All I'm saying is, though, if these people are listening to these type of folks at a high caliber level, I mean, to this day, we got people, I'm still scratching my head, like, we still listening to that, and yet it's still making money for these individuals. So are we capitalists? Yes, no doubt about it. There's no way somebody can still listen to them. No way.
Capitalists for who, though?
Right, making money off of ignorance.
I'm glad you said that. Whoever said that, capitalist or who? Is I said we human capital. We human capital. Executive order 13037. I'm not sure if we want to go into that phase, but what you want to say is, I say it ain't human. This cannot be humans. Thinking that we want to do this. I mean, who would think
this? They're not
human.
They keep telling you that.
But what you say, brother? Hold on, brother. You were gonna say something. I heard you say what they.
Yeah, dry bones. I was just gonna say, just like the Cardassian. With them showing their booty and all of these things, got such mass appeal from women that were jealous and hated them, and guys that was imagining them. As soon as they come out with some products, we don't even know what the hell them products are made out of. But the youngest girl became a multimillionaire in freaking a week.
I think she's a billionaire.
Come on,
now.
Man.
She's a billionaire.
Yeah, she's definitely. Ain't no thing. She's definitely a billionaire.
She's a billionaire.
But the facts still remain.
Is that hoeing,
you know?
Let me ask you this, because, again, we all...
No, that's pimping. That ain't hoeing. That's pimping.
That's pimping. Right. There you go. Now, I'll take that as the trick or treat, because here we go. I watched all the day. You know, you be online. You see, you know how many people, celebrities, dress themselves up, and your boy, friends died. That I hope y'all know he vaccinated. I said earlier, they said that vaccination was designed for, look at the year, seven. 7 year jab for each jab is a 7 year span percentile. That's not normal for a, we're human beings would think this up. You tell me. But it's amazing. He died. They're falling off like flies, everybody. Just falling out. I mean, black athletes, white athletes, you name it. Hey, so obviously, there is a second. There's some second coming coming. Now, is this second coming, which we're going to talk about maybe not tonight, but this second coming seems to be a legitimate thinking process because they're preparing for something. I mean, they say they're in a war with Europe. That's a lie, y'all. There is no war. There is no war. I'm going to prove it on Sunday. There's no war. It looks like it is. Yes, it does. I'm sure it does. It has the war look. There is casualties. But this is so, I mean, think what they're telling us, everybody. They said we got underground tunnels. All of a sudden, all this tunnel talk been going on throughout the world. How many tunnels is here? How many tunnels is there? And so with all these tunnels going on, obviously, there's been some underground shit going on. I mean, they got tunnels that they say a war gonna go on for a long time in. Now, that's something to think about when they tell you. And then I'm going to bring you into military. Military, all if you know it, everything we said today has been movies. Everything we said has been a movie. Everything y'all said tonight has been a movie made already. I mean, we've seen the movie. We just saying it our way, but we've seen this movie. Everyone. Here's the real one. Yeah, go ahead. Ask the question. I'm going to play for you. Go ahead.
Speaking of just like what you're saying, they put this information in front of us, and then next thing you know, when it happens, it's more acceptable, even with fear and shock. So
that's right.
If hypothetically the universal plane is holographic or programmable, suppose we utilize our mind, intent, and energy and emit our intent out to this hologram, out into the universe, is it possible that it will boomerang back and manifest?
I see it happening I tell people all the time that virtual reality is very real. If you think about it, like you just said, if this thing is like some type of playbook that we playing in, because everything that we heard, all y'all on this line is prophetic on this line. We have done, if guys be told me, you're going to talk to people about the same stuff all your life probably. And you say, man, I'm able to figure this out. And yet, you know, you go back and forth forever because sometimes you got to go through what we talking about and see it. And you be whatever way you can see all this shit. And then you got to come down to reality because the reality is you're the only one now around you that's going to be able to say, oh, okay, I've talked to you. It's almost a blessing to talk to people who can carry on this type of conversation and make your mind keep thinking about what's necessary and what's real, what's not real. Now, what's real is y'all able to conversate on this. What's not real is, are we able to predict what these people are going to do that's not real? Didn't they just say zombies amongst us? Y'all just said that there's already people making movies that you say Europeans are now. That means that the Europeans are now is the movie sector. Now they shifted. That means the Silk Road is real. That mystical road that they used to tell us about with Sinbad and all that shit, that's real. They willing to now transfer all funds, all gold, all labor, to build back this so-called mythical road that they made now all the way across China to Europe. And then what's in store for us? They got a whole new thing for us, so they must be, they're going to make us again. Now, here's how it repeats itself. Is this the new Atlanta? The new Atlantis again? Because why is everybody coming here again? Same thing's happening. Everybody coming here again. Is it as if we're gold?
Dry bones.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Palestine is on the 34th parallel. 34th parallel goes across through China, comes all the way to the United States, and that is the Mason-Dixon line that
check
they draw
that out
below Virginia.
Check that one out, the Mason-Dixon line. Now, that's outrageous. Now, you know, that ain't some serious trade routes there. That's deep. Man. Now, think about what you just said, and I'm going to think about it with you. Is that, do you think now that that's going on, that's why the deal was made to give China, America over to China? Because it seems like they was over that Marco Polo trade with that Silk Road.
they already said by 2050 they're going to be, it's called a trade road. They're building railroads across China, across Europe. That's why they want all of that land to be available so they can create the railroads to be able to transport throughout Europe.
At high speed, high speed rail.
And what is coming in, what is coming in this country when you look at 2050, they're going to be regions of high-speed rail transportation of goods across America.
Yeah.
And the waterways are going to, and the waterways is going to be the transporting in and unloading and putting them in what? Driverless trucks.
Right.
That they're now perfecting.
Yeah.
The driverless semis that are be able to go from factory to store.
Now, right now, we're in 2024, going to 2024. My man said 2029. I hope y'all know that was Dr. Croswell. He said that he's been pretty accurate in the reversal of the brain and so forth. So the system you said earlier, vindication, the brain will be about to be transferred into a living, into an avatar AI, and it will be what the movie said with the avatar. But here, for all you listening about war, I'm glad I never seen the word war. Because it probably would make a person very, very distraught to know that you can kill at this high level and come back and get nothing. But this was given to us, and not one of us listened, at least my family and them didn't know, and I don't know if yours did either. But this is the Halloween. Everything that happens comes from the military. All sci-fi, all alien movies must be sanctioned by the Pentagon. And what is a symbol? A five-pointed star.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee, the highest representation of the American people, under subpoena to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship. The plan as outlined to me was to form an organization of veterans, to use as a bluff or as a club at least, to intimidate the government and break down our democratic institutions. The upshot of the whole thing was that I was supposed to lead an organization of 500,000 men, which would be able to take over the functions of government. My main interest in all this is to preserve our democratic institution. I want to retain the right to vote, the right to speak freely, and the right to write. If we maintain these basic principles, our democracy is safe. No dictatorship can exist with suffrage, freedom of speech, and press.
Smedley Butler tricked the plotters into thinking he was interested for just long enough until he was sure who all the major players were, and then he told the president. This put FDR in a quite impossible position. America at that time was just coming out of the Great Depression. The last thing he wanted was to cause another economic downturn, and he feared that if he scooped up all the leading bankers and captains of industry in the United States and threw them all in jail, the country just might fall apart. So what could he do? To Smedley Butler's utter incredulity, he chose, in the end, to do nothing. In spite of the fact that these men had committed treason and should have been hanged, their power was such that they were not even charged, let alone tried. And so great was their influence, they were able to keep America out of the war until December the 7th, 1941.
That's what's happening today, y'all. They say that the people who did treacherous, your government, that you claim is a government, already created treason. Anytime you go protect your borders, it's treason. And yet, the American people, except for Samal, and he said he was used. That's why they're using January 6th.
And
you see how they use, see how this same playbook? Use a military, and we're going to take over, and we hate the government. Be careful, everybody. Listen. Go ahead, Brother Kwan. You want to say something? Go ahead.
Yeah, and the thing that you got to look at something. Hawaii was not even a state of the United States.
Yeah, territory.
They were just using it as a base for the military because it hadn't become a state. They just bombed the ships there the same way that they bombed the Twin Towers.
Now, just the fact that that was General Smutley that. He told them, and he died. He did that. He did those speeches before he died. Of course, hey, people do things before they see the death. That's why I'm playing dead people now. It's unfortunate that they got to die and tell the story before it's too late, but of course, most people won't listen. That's why they let you tell things before you die. Because they know they can suppress you telling, you know, them listening to you. So he told them straight up. It was already a conspiracy. And treason is already done. What you see happening to Trump, everybody, even if it is a charade, is a spot to show you that if you could take an ex-president, just got out of office, you talking a whole different type of government here. This ain't the normal government, y'all. You know, it's not what they claim it to be, obviously, so we've been hoodwinking that because no way the president should be going to court on misdemeanor charges. Unless they plan on doing the IRS, everybody, listen carefully.
Yeah, what is they going to do that to Biden when he comes out of office? Because he going to lose.
I, right now, I don't even know if it will be an election. That might be some future programs before they cut everything off because they have the power, unfortunately, without any, because they're so good at putting in puppeteers, influencers. A politician is an influencer, y'all. Even though he's number one, the number one influencer is all besides your parents. First is your parents. That's where they get that influence from. First is your parents, then it's your teachers, back in the day, teachers, and the teachers and preachers are pretty much together. And of course, the next level will be because you don't know about politicians until you get older. Politician. So you got those levels there. Of people who are your influencers, and that is like your handlers, and so this psyop is real, because again, most people learn from your parents first, however education, and we were better off, I would say, factually, economically, because there was a time when black people in this country was able to leave wealth with their children, and then a disconnect happened during the years of the what they call the civil rights going into the feminist movement where they made every black man like Brother Kwame, Brother Tariq, y'all went to war, which caused the white black woman to be in the house by themselves and have to do things the man would have to do, they say, and end up being where now when he come back, there's no jobs because she has them and she was given the benefits. And then from there on, they were able to use that as a, to this day, there are places in America where a woman could have all the housing and she can't have a man. She can have kids and everything, but no man could go in there. Otherwise, they cut off the funds. That is on purpose, obviously. And what the other nations don't do, and our women do, the other nations, because of the misogyny, they don't go off on their husbands and men. They pretty much a whole different vibe of women. That's a fact. Because America has made a different type. But the ones coming over here now, with them coming to the with the Arabs and all the African women and all that, unless they bougie, they ain't pretty much they might be in slavery when they come here. They be like in their own slavery, where the people here know the game so good they be enslaving their own people. They have these houses where they can't go nowhere unless they get paid. This is the facts. They be in these houses and they got to get paid, otherwise. You know, they in trouble. That's how the contract was set up. That's where the contract was set up to get here. That's how it works.
Dry bones. I be noticing the Africans and the Arabs and like the foreigners, whatever. I don't really know what they is. I don't know what they is. You know, I don't know if they Palestinian or whichever one they is. But
yeah,
if you can notice it, you'll see some of the dark people. They'll straight be working for them like you see it's like they straight a slave pretty much.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm
they
talking about you be like,
people.
They got their own people under control. Yeah,
they
bring them over
people.
Here
no.
And they all be staying in one house and they all like either be carpooling or they'll have a bunch of odd jobs like working for like only for Arabs, they don't have no other jobs. They work only for, like, the gas stations, the confectionery stores, and you see them just getting tossed around, I think, because they be, you know, they'll make you think like they got some money, but they don't really got shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They just actually just be working.
This is, now, that has to be done.
And they got access. Some of them got access to it after a while. And but I see old guys. I know an old guy, A-Rab, he been since I was young. He old now. He's still working in the fucking gas station.
Because it's money making. You would too. If I had a gas station bringing me $100-something grand, over $100 grand a year in my own pocket, I'd still
do it. I just thought he worked there. You know, I don't know what they make. I don't know what the hell they make.
A lot because again.
Because I lot, because they just be workers.
They workers, but again, they got where some of them are probably now again. You talk to different people because, again, I work with a lot of different people from the island and so forth like that. Everybody got their own construct of how they get over here. But as I see it, that most of the indigenous U.S., they don't realize a lot of people come here. They love it. They love it. It's like heaven. So it's going to be very hard in the next few years to get people unless something bad happens. Unless something bad happens. And if something bad happens, that's how people come. I hate to say it like this. It's a sad statement. But somehow that brings people closer together. Now, next week, y'all, come Sunday, I got to play this for y'all. I got to let y'all know before we cut off. There is definitely something going on wrong with this story. We are like the number one group used to carry this agenda. If black folks did not vote at all, it'd be over. Truthfully, even if you don't like neither party, the fact of the participation level, that the fact they would say, well, damn, they ain't voting, it'd be a major shock. First of all, they'd be kind of get, they're not voting. That just without no gun, I told you, in the spiritual world, you don't even, that's why I say no weapons formed, because your mind thinking you gotta do all this. You ain't go. How you gonna fight drones and shit? You know, and think about this, y'all. How easy one thing is compared to what we thinking about trying to do. Fight drones really ain't a smart thing if you think about it. And at the time where they got aerosol spray and all that shit, thing that would scare any of these people the most is non-participation at a heavy duty level. And that would mean that, for instance, it does not take a lot of thinking to say, oh, I ain't going to do this, I ain't going to do that. They just stopped Budweiser. They got to give all this money up because of that gay thing they did with the transvestite. They greedy. Greed is powerful. When they don't get their fix of greed, they dissolve, just like the Star Trek movie. They got to have feed off their energy, otherwise they dissolve. So by the participation level of us going along with so much of it. The biggest thing now is no way, if I'm going to say this, I'm cut it off. If black folks go along with this war and they start a war, y'all do know they can draft you now, everybody, at a certain age. Not us, but they could do massive drafting. Massive. It's in the Patriot Act that no one read. And so, by that happening, that let me know that black folks don't realize what's at stake. If you don't realize that, if they go to war and the church is going to be, if your family churches, which y'all are going to be arguing with the next few months with most of your family members, not y'all on this line, but just family members, period, that they're going to be a discharge of family believing that these groups are the chosen and you ain't shit. So if you go and fight for people who say hey, and you ain't shit, that sounds like slavery again. Like I'm going to fight, like you just said, our people fought. So I'm trying to figure out, are we really listening to this history that is repeating itself? It ain't nothing new under the Helios. And come Sunday, it's going to be another one. We got to wake up. Thank you.
I know you do.